Okay, so then you got Jennifer Lawrence from American Hustle. I don't think she should have been
Jennifer
nominated.
Jennifer Lawrence / Amy Schumer from American Hustle.
No, yeah. That's Amy Adams.
That's Amy Adams.
Oh, okay. Jennifer Lawrence
for American Hustle.
Okay. You don't think she...
I really like her. I think the Academy right now is handing her awards for literally just showing up. She
really?
Yeah, because she, first of all, she's way too young to be in this role.
Jennifer... Oh, that's... she's that girl.
23 years old.
Who is the girl from Pearl Harbor?
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. Well, Pearl Harbor. Jennifer Lawrence is Hunger Games.
Who is the girl married to the guy from Beautiful Mind?
Jennifer Connelly?
Jennifer Connelly.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break the rule. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. He'll never see me cry. Here I stand, here I stay. Let the storm rage on.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. I just got a massage, man. I'm so fucking relaxed. How are you doing? I'm here with J.F. Harris.
Hey.
Wife of the notorious Justy Dodge. He's the wife in the family.
She would love that you just said that.
How's her cutting going?
No slips lately.
No slips? Or no slips?
That's what you call it. A slip.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
There hasn't been one in a couple months.
A couple months. Okay. She's done it since the podcast, though, right?
I think she might have had one.
Okay. What else is she doing now?
Just being a pain in my ass.
Yeah. Have you guys started your podcast yet?
No. We're supposed to. You were supposed to be our first guest, but we were going to go with one of those networks, but they kept pushing back when it was going to be, so now we're just doing it on our own.
Oh, yeah, the networks, man.
Yeah, we were waiting for like one of those, but I just had like 4 mics show up in the mail.
That's why All Things Comedy is the best one.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do. Here's what we have to do. Every once in a while, one of the performers on the network will have something important. And you just tell everybody, hey, Bill Burr's got a new album out, you guys.
Yeah, but everyone on the network's like somebody who's like a good person.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not like...
Well, let's do that now. Al Madrigal's in a show. Everybody watch About a Boy on some network. Do you know what network that's on?
That's the...
NBC?
I think it might be NBC. That's the remake of the Hugh Grant movie?
Yeah, I think so.
I bet you that's good.
Yeah, it stars my friend, this guy I knew from acting class, David, Pretty David we called him. Mm-hmm. Because it was an ugly David. And I think that was David Taylor. And Al Madrigal's in it. And Minnie Driver.
Ooh.
Here's the deal. With Minnie Driver, and it goes the same as... well, we'll get to it in this episode, actually. Yeah, actually, we'll get to it in the episode. Oh, there's all these girls that they sell you as the ugly girl. And then all of a sudden, they want to be like, no, she's hot now. And you're like, what are you talking about?
She was the quirky one. She's not the...
Yeah. Yeah. The same with the girl from Party of Five.
Is that...
Who married the awful comic?
Nev Campbell?
No. Was she in Party of Five?
I think she was.
She was. The ugly next door neighbor. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
One would fuck her in Party of Five.
Really?
No one would fuck her.
Because my whole childhood, they just sold her as tits.
After Party of Five. But Party of Five, she's already 20. When that show ended, she was still the ugly girl at 20. I'm not buying it. Same with Minnie Driver. You can sell me all you want on fucking Goodwill Hunting, but that's not... No. She was the quirky girl from before, from that other movie. Remember that other movie?
Nope.
Now I got to look up Minnie Driver's stats.
IMDb it.
On this episode, as I'm looking this up, I'm doing an Oscar preview. Have you seen any of the Oscar movies this year, JF?
No. I'm going to see Her this weekend.
You didn't see any of them? You saw Blue Jasmine.
Oh, I said that's got an Oscar?
Nomination.
Ooh.
For chick, best chick.
Nice. Me and you
best
went
chick
and saw
actress.
That. You went. You took me to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With your other friend. What's his name?
Alexis Guerreros.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very funny comic.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. It was a cool movie. It grew on me afterwards.
Yeah. I loved it. I was like, everyone talked about, I love CK, and everyone talked about how great he was in that movie, but like, he wasn't a giant part of that movie.
Yeah, he was all right. They said the same thing with Dice.
CK, I saw American Hustle. And CK is way better in that.
Like, yeah, way more.
He crushes it.
Dude, when they were mocking him, when that guy was mocking him after they thought the deal
was
good.
That was so funny. I saw it with Dana Gould. We were in Philly, and we saw it, and neither one of us knew he was in it. So there was that moment when we were both like, oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he just popped on. Yeah, I didn't really know he was in it either. It is amazing when you see a comic, you're like, oh. Okay, I don't know what she was. This is a bunch of television shows. Peak Practice, Knowing Me, Knowing You with Alan Partridge. Man, she's been around for a while. I don't know what the fucking movie is. Circle of Friends, 1995.
No one has ever seen that movie.
What?
No one's ever seen it.
Obviously yeah. not. It's a romance. 6.6 stars on IMDb. It's with that other dude who played Robin. Yeah.
Oh, the In-N-Out kid?
Chris O'Donnell. He was in In-N-Out. And Saffron Burroughs. She's hot as fuck. Who's Saffron Burroughs? God damn. Anyway, Minnie Driver played the ugly girl on that. And then there's all of a sudden they were trying to tell me she's hot? No. I reject that. I reject hypocrisy in my religions. I'm watching you, Occupy Hollywood. Yeah, he wasn't a big part of Blue Jasmine. Everyone's like, he's so great. Same thing with Dice. And I'm like, yeah. He was just in it for like a couple minutes. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have a couple sponsors to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, Warby Parker.
I could use new glasses big time.
I found my glasses.
Oh, nice.
I found some. I got some. I tried first. So here's how you do it.
Yeah.
WarbyParker.com. I think if you enter /Ari, WarbyParker.com/Ari, Warby Parker. I'll put a link on my website on the links. Then they send you 5 pairs of glasses. You can give them 5 pairs of glasses. They have a credit card just in case. You don't return them, but you have 5 days to try them on or whatever. I was late by a couple of days. They didn't care. And then you just send them back.
And they're cheap, too. That's
yeah,
what
95
I like.
Bucks. And they have other ones that are like 100 and...
Well, I'll be doing 95.
Yeah, 100 and something. But I found first five. I was like, I didn't really find any that fit. I didn't feel pressured. So I just sent them all back. Got another 5.
Oh, and they just sent you 5 different pairs?
Uh-huh. No, you choose which ones.
Yeah.
And
oh.
they show which size. They have this thing on the website where you can look at your... Take a picture of yourself and put those glasses on that picture of yourself.
Oh,
and you
cool.
can move it left, right, up, or down to make it like even looking.
Yeah, because I have a weird head.
Yeah, me too. So some of them, they're tilted down or tilted up, like the frames. Until you try them on, you won't know. So I got one of the ones I got the first time, and then 4 new ones, and then I found my ones. They're Sugar Maple. They're the Burke 280s.
They sound real hipster.
Yeah, they're brown. They're pretty cool. I need new ones, man. I've been coloring in my glass. You see all this chipping?
Oh, yeah.
I've been coloring in before I film stuff all the time.
Yeah, you look like your indie rock band's about to go on stage.
Yeah, but I forgot before I tell. I did it before my special. That was a year ago. I needed new glasses. All the paint's chipping off, and then I forgot before I tell. So before I tell, it looks all chipped and shit.
I lost my glasses, I want to say 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I don't have glasses now.
Oh. Yeah, you just didn't get them?
Nope.
Dude, 95 bucks. Frames included. Lenses included.
That's what I can
lenses included.
See, that's the thing. I can afford that. Back then, I wasn't, you know, doing as well as... Not like I'm doing well now, but...
That's about as cheap as you can get.
That is as cheap as you can get.
95 bucks. And they have the titanium ones for, I think, 145.
So I might be making this up, but I think someone even told me they have a store in New York City.
Yeah, they do have a store.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with the store. Probably you just try them all on, same shit. But if you bring them your subscription, and by that I mean prescription... they just put them all in for you.
I'm definitely doing that.
Fucking sweet. You don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
You can be the shut-in that you always wanted to be, and you'll still be able to see. Well,
you can see your different jars of piss around your apartment.
Yeah. WarburyParker.com/Ari. I'll leave a link to it on my website, but just go. It's actually a pretty good fucking deal.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Some of these I don't know one way or the other, and some of these are like, yeah, I'll use that. So I got my new glasses. So when you see my new glasses, you'll see they're from Warby Parker, if anyone sees me on anything. But not the Dave Attell show when it's all chipped. Those are my old glasses. So how was Skyline? That's a great club, right?
That is a great club.
Yeah, all the fucking...
And the dude who owns it, Cliff, super cool. Really nice guy.
Oh, Skyline.
Guy.
Oh, I was thinking of Comedy on State. Yeah, Skyline's cool.
I'm doing Comedy on State next month.
Skyline's cool. We couldn't figure out how to do it, so we were just like, let's just do one night on Wednesday. I just want to try the room. I thought it's a cool room.
Yeah, it was a really cool room. They packed it out, too. Every show was packed out. Every show was sold out except Thursday, and Thursday still had a great size crowd.
It's wintertime, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like
summer.
Perfect time to go.
The condo's pretty good, too.
It's a fucking sweet condo.
I made a Vine video of the condo. He left me a pipe and whatever.
Oh, the corn cob pipe?
Yeah.
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 And your records on the wall, which I texted you, which is really cool.
It looks so good on the record.
Yeah, it does.
I have the rest of those. I got from Chill. I got like 80 of them. I got to put them on my site for people to buy them. Maybe I'll sign them and then have people.
That's a good way to do it.
Just sign them and say if you want a signed copy of it.
Yeah.
It looks so good all big.
Yeah.
It looks so good. The art's so much better than the actual CD.
P. Lee was like, oh, no, that's a good CD.
What? But the art on the CD, they kind of rearranged.
Oh, you mean the art on the digital copy?
No, the art digital is fine. The art on the CD, the physical CD.
I haven't seen a physical CD of it.
Still looks cool.
I thought you were shitting on your record. I was going to be like, your record's good.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, I like the content, but I just really like the art that Kevin Christie made.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah. Pete Lee was like, that's one of the best covers I've ever seen.
Who's Pete Lee?
He's who I featured for this weekend. He's a New York guy. He's really funny.
So have you ever done Zanies before?
I did a spot there last time I was in town. I did their
the downtown one.
I did the downtown
one. Yeah, I was excited for it. It was one of those rooms that I've always wanted to try. And I finally got a chance to try it. It's fucking rad.
Yeah, it's a really nice
room. Rad. Downtown, cool audience.
Yeah, they're smart.
One guy got thrown out and his friends were like, not us. No, not us.
They were like,
and the guy was like, yeah, Bert was like, all right. He made a call. He was the right call to make. The other, they were not a problem at all. The guy kept saying to the waitress, like, I want to go. And she's like, all right, follow me. And he goes, I'm not following you. So he just kept doing that back and forth for a while. And I was like, what's your deal? And then he went right over there, like, let's go. He just threw him out. I love fucking old comedy club owners.
Who just don't
They know how
shit.
To do it.
Yeah.
I've seen you before.
Yeah.
1,000 times.
Yeah. We're not having this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, Cliff from Skyline, like, as I was going cool up on guy. Stage, the first show last night, he just immediately walked up to this group of girls, and he was just like, nope. He just shut them
just
down.
Just said no. Just yeah, can't like, come in. Nah. Too drunk.
Oh, no, not too drunk to come in. They were in the audience, and he was just like, nope, you're not talking. You're not doing this during the show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, if you do it, you're going to leave. He was like, I got people waiting outside hoping people don't come up.
Oh, that's
he
great.
Was like, I could throw you out.
Chappelle did a show in the main room right when he got back from Africa.
Yeah.
It was one of his, if not the first show he did. It was packed. It was mobbed. Everybody cool was there. Bruce Willis was there. Soundgarden was there. Oh. A bunch of people were there. Just because they were like, he was the guy to see. He left at the height of his, he left at fucking
he walked away
Jim Brown status. Barry Sanders. But yeah, he came back and they were like, we're strict, no heckling policy. And I think Sully McCullough and then Al Madrigal were the openers. And somebody was heckling Al. Boom, thrown out right in the front. Somebody else right in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now as you get a ticket, you got an excellent ticket. Yeah. This guy was an asshole. From then on, that was the opener. And from then on, I was like, okay, this is serious. Don't fuck up. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I was really glad to get to play it. It's one of those fucking rooms that I want to cross off the list.
Yeah, it's super nice. What else is on that list for you?
There were a few that I've managed to do in the not too distant past, I guess. Skyline was one. Yeah. Comedy on State, I've heard, was really good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I heard Dr. Grins.
Yeah, I hear that's really good too.
Uh-huh.
It's a Yoder room.
Okay. So a lot of these rooms, like, they have, like, no budgets or something. So it's like they can't get me there, but maybe I could do, like, a stop-in on a night.
Yeah.
Acme in Minneapolis.
I'm excited. I'm supposed to go there this year.
Yeah, I did the other room in that town at the mall. I'll be there in May, actually.
Oh, the
House of Comedy. Yeah, I'll be there in May with Ryan Mervis. I just found out I was going to feature open for me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's a comic in L.A. Oh, that means I'll probably do mushrooms while I'm there. But
big shock.
But he's like the mushroom guy. But people are like, how do I get mushrooms? I'm like, ask Mervis, man. But
you're just like, yeah, you just say his name and drugs.
Tom Rose gave me the best advice. He goes, if you're ever in a town, you need pot, just go to, there's a statue somewhere in the town. Go to that statue and just stand there.
That's great advice.
Yeah, yeah. Some great revolutionary hero or something. Just, you'll get offered. Because any town you're in the world.
People just assume because of my haircut, and then afterwards they ask me where the pot is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't smoke, huh?
Nope.
Once in a while.
I'm a straight-up sober.
A couple dates. Oh, I have Hulu Plus is another sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
HuluPlus.com. If you go there right now, you can watch everything, you guys. It's everything you want to watch. All the episodes. Not just like the last few episodes of Family Guy. What do you like watching? Fucking Kimmel. Fucking Fallon. It's all on there.
I'm excited for the new Seth Meyers. I bet that'll be
new
on there.
New Seth Meyers. It probably will be. They have everything on there. Pretty much all TV is on there. And then you get annoyed because you watch the last couple episodes of Family Guy or whatever. And you're like, I want to watch more. But you can't. It didn't come with regular Hulu, so you got to get Hulu Plus.
I have Netflix, and I love Netflix, but the thing that's way better about Hulu and why I'm going to get Hulu is because they have the most recent episodes.
Yeah, Netflix doesn't have. Oh, they have like two seasons, and then that's it.
I have to wait a full year before I get, and then I'm always one season
behind. Hulu, it's right away. Yeah. You can get that shit right away with limited commercials. I don't know if Hulu Plus has no commercials. Probably sells commercials.
Probably, but they're probably like the 30-second ones.
Yeah, instead of the 2.5-minute ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is preposterous. This free entertainment I'm getting. Anyway, HuluPlus.com/Ari. I'm guessing there's a /Ari for, I think it's
10% off. You'll put the link on your website.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I will. I don't know if there'll be a link for that. You know, HuluPlus.com. You can follow that. Warby Parker is harder to spell. Yeah, watch everything. American Dad. You don't want to watch Family Guy, actually, because it's been pretty terrible for the last 3 years.
Not a fan.
It's miss, man. It used to be hit miss, then it's just miss. An not occasional hit.
I like Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is not bad.
Yeah, that's just like a good show to have on.
Yeah, I had it on. It just played automatically after American Dad. And then I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah, Dan Mintz is on that.
Me and Justy watched a lot of it, just like...
Yeah. I like how they had Dan Mintz playing a boy, and then after the pilot, they were like, we'd like to see one of his characters be a girl. And he goes, all right, we have to switch his character. But like, Dan, you can still just play it.
Yeah.
We'll just make it a boy, but I mean, girl, but your voice.
Yeah.
HuluPlus.com/Ari. So, what other... So, you liked American Shuffle, American Hustle?
American Hustle was great. The thing about it, I hate when people overhype movies for me.
Yeah.
And the perfect thing that happened is Sean Donnelly told me it wasn't that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, man, I didn't like it.
My parents told me it was good, so I was the same thing. I was like, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. And then I walked in with like low expectations.
Perfect. Because
anytime someone tells me a movie's good, I never dig it.
Dude, the opening scene in Desperado, me and my friend Avi Lerner went to watch it with Antonio Banderas and a hot girl, Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
Oh. Was that who it is, or Selma Hayek?
Might have been, well.
One of those two.
Yeah.
One of the hot Latinos. And, after the first opening, when they told that weird story, was Roth, or the guy from Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
No. His friend tells the story. Not Eli Roth. The guy who was the waiter in Pulp Fiction, he was also in, he has a weird face. He was in Sopranos for a while. Tony Soprano shot him, and then he got in trouble because the other guy wanted to shoot him.
I'm drawing a blank.
Forget it.
I've seen that movie a
bunch
of times.
The point is, the opening, at the end of the opening, they start playing the credits. It's 5 minutes, and then we just turn to each other, and nobody wanted to say anything, but we're just eventually like, was that amazing? And he was like, yeah, it was amazing. It was so fucking good. That and the Rocky movie, that's not Rocky, where he was climbing in the winter. And he had to climb all these ropes in the winter.
I think it was called The Rock. No,
that's a different one.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. Yeah, the opening of Cliffhanger was amazing.
I had that with City of God. That was like one of those movies I knew nothing about.
The Brazilian one.
Yeah, I just went to the Angelica. I was going through a very artsy phase.
Yeah.
And then I walked out of the theater like, what the fuck was that? Like, I felt physically different after that movie.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it from Rogan, telling about it. And I was like, I still haven't seen it, actually. Anyway, so on today's episode, we talk about the Oscars. It's mostly just us fucking around the Comedy Store. It's me and Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis, the schmoes. We're going to do it every year. So it's just, you can listen to it this week and then figure out what you have to figure out for the Oscars. They'll tell you who the favorites are, who they think should win, and we just fuck around for most of it. We don't even start the real conversation until like 40 minutes in. And then we get interrupted by Pauly 2 years in a row doing this. Fucking idiot face Pauly wants to come on and just talk. He sees we're doing stuff. So inconsiderate. Anyway, JF Harris, where can people find you on Twitter?
JF Harris_comedy.
Oh, that's such a bad one.
I know, but somebody else has JF Harris and somebody else has JF_Harris. So it's JF Harris_comedy. I know it's the worst. Somebody has JF. Oh. I've literally tried to get them all.
God, once you're too late. My theory is that even God, if he wanted a Twitter, he'd have to get like God317.
Yeah, somebody else has God already.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm waiting for the day that Twitter actually gets it, because neither one of the two JF Harrises
do anything. Yeah, I'm like, come on, give it back to me.
Yeah, I would kill just to get rid of that comedy.
Yeah.
And I was stupid. I put in the underscore, and I could have just put comedy. I don't know why I put the underscore.
Oh, yeah, why underscore?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Dumb. Is JF Harris comedy taken?
No.
I wonder if you can switch over. Well, regardless.
I can, but I probably like... It would fuck something up.
Regardless. Yeah, I guess it would. You already know. So Schmoes Know. They have a great movie review website, and they're both comics from the Comedy Store, and I've known them for 10 years and more. Mark Ellis played on my basketball team before I switched to Sean Kemp's kid. He played on the Comedy Store basketball team. So it's just friends talking about the fucking movies.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I've done their Oscar previews too for Joe Schmoes Know, and they're like, have you watched any of these? I'm like, no. And I try to give advice. I did a review on... Clash of Titans that I walked out halfway through. Me and Nick Youssef walked out halfway through, and I still did the review based on what I think probably happened.
That's a good review.
Yeah, it's on their site. So a couple dates real quick. I'll be in San Jose March 20th through the 23rd at the San Jose Improv, I think with Rick Ingram. We'll see. March 14th with Joe Rogan and Duncan Trussell in Dallas. Check Rogan's website for tickets. And then the first week of April, the 3rd through the 5th. I'm with Joey Diaz in Tempe.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think that's all of them. What's this? Oh, first date with an ex-girlfriend. I'd probably take that out of my book. Oh, I'll be at Moon Tower in Austin. Oh, fuck yeah.
I hear that's great. I'm trying to go there soon.
Really?
Yeah. I'm at a... Can I plug?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
This weekend, I'm at the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee. I'm there
Thursday,
Friday,
and Saturday. You're staying in the
Midwest? Yeah, I'm going to just...
What are you doing? Taking the buses from place to place?
I took the fucking... The Megabus didn't even show up in Milwaukee today, so I had to jump on an Amtrak to come to Chicago. I'm going to spend like 4 nights in Chicago right now.
Doing what? Just to
I'm going to do all the shows while I'm okay. here.
The local shows?
Yeah, and my best friend that I grew up with... The guy
sounds like a loser. Tell me more.
He was the best man in my wedding.
Oh.
And he started his own t-shirt company, and he moved out here.
When you, after you cut the cake at your wedding,
yeah.
did Justy kind of grab it and put it like in her garter so she could have it for later?
I'll save this.
Oh, such a nice knife.
Yeah.
He really slices through that. Or she just sliced the bride's hand on the cake.
You know what the fucked up part is like, because there's so many razor blades in our house, she doesn't really keep them in there anymore, but there's been like them
Why
in there
she hides
for
them?
So she used to hide them. So every day is like a little
wow.
fucked up
like
Easter
fat
egg
chicks
hunt.
And chocolate.
Yeah. It's like a little fucked up Easter
Alcoholics
egg hunt. And in one time I was going through the bookshelf and she had The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama
uh-huh.
and I pulled it off and I opened it up in like a hardware store where
razor blades. Oh my God. That's happiness.
Yeah.
What episode was she in of my podcast? Do you remember the
Especially
number?
Especially Cutting. Yeah. I know the name of it is.
Do you remember the number?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, Especially Cutting. Well, look for it on there. All right, so here we go. Let's do an outro at the end.
Oh, wait. What? Can I plug two more?
Yeah.
Comedy Club on State in
Madison.
In Madison. I'm with Mark Norman on the March 20th through 22nd.
Norman's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's from
great.
New Orleans too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good buddies with Sean Patton. And then I'm at the Joke Joint in Minneapolis with Paul Hooper, who's recording his record.
Now, the Joke Joint, that's the third place in
that's
Minneapolis.
That's the third place. 27th okay. through the 29th.
Of what, March?
Of March.
Okay.
And then I'm in New York in between all the others.
All right. Nice. Oh, yeah. That's right. You live in New York. I'll be back there at the end of April. Okay. Let's start the episode. Episode 155. Fuck. I forgot. I was going to have a title for this. What's a fun title for the Oscars?
Those statues are shaped like a dick.
How about the 2014 Gay Super Bowl?
Ah, nice.
Slash the Oscars.
Slash the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the 2014 Gay Super Bowl slash the Oscars with Mark Ellis and Christian Harloff. Schmoes. The schmoes know. Here we go. Enjoy. It's a fun one, everybody. It's a fun podcast. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come back. No, it's the same thing I was using.
Do you want to switch?
Switch what?
No, we usually, because we're usually very specific about seats.
Oh, really?
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's not true.
When we're on camera doing our show, I prefer to sit on the same side. But
right.
if we're, it's not like I can't perform because you're all sitting right. to my left.
Hey, I was asking as a courtesy.
What's your problem sitting on the left?
Well, I don't have one.
When we do video.
Do you have a good side?
No.
It's just been the norm.
I think that is my better side, but
the left?
No, this one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But if we're podcasting, that's fucking...
Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you do have a thing about the look of the
no,
left side or right
it's
side?
It's not a hang-up, but it's like we started doing videos and I was on the
it's
right
more,
and I was
more
sitting
more
to...
Consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. They would freak out, too.
Nice catch.
Well, you make it sound like I'm like a dude who like I can't perform unless...
I thought I asked very nicely.
Unless I...
You did ask very nicely, but it was based in you thinking of him like a half-tard.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, like, oh, you can't, oh, you need that the help, right? Because you
yeah.
can't do it from that side.
It was kind of like...
Oh, no, the guy in the wheelchair, let me help you with the door.
Yo, yeah, you're my helper.
Right.
Like, Mark, are you going to be able to walk through TSA okay right. without me?
Do you need any juice before
Can
we
Can you
start?
Take your shoes off before you get on the plane?
Some juice?
How long have you guys been working together now?
Too long.
Almost, I was thinking about that on the way over, almost 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Known each other for a little over
10.
About 10, yeah.
Yeah, 2003 when you came
yeah.
out?
Yeah, March of 2003 was when Ellis landed on Comedy Store Rock.
Yeah, you were fat.
You were already here?
Yeah, Harlow. I've been here. I mean, I was a regular already with you at that point.
Okay.
You got passed right before Ari, right?
Everybody got passed before Ari.
Ari and I were on the same time because Ari was doing the. You were hosting.
Hosting, yeah. I wasn't a paid regular, I could host.
Well, Ari's one of the few guys that when I first met here, and he said to me, "These other idiots, they don't hang out. They don't want to get to know anybody." That's part of the culture of the comedy world. So you have to, people got to know who the hell you are. It's your peers. It's your work. You know.
Yeah.
So, and I just remember you talking to me, saying you're one of the few of the guys out of these open micers that is actually hanging out. Not open micers.
You hang out with comedians. It makes it so much better to become a comedian. Easier. You start to learn off them and stuff.
You can show up and just do your spot and then leave if you want, if you have another spot. But especially when you're starting out, you just need to be around other people.
I think you learn from them too.
Well, that back in the day, that was when, because Mitzi would showcase people for like 6 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever too. But they were doing it on Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Back then. I was here every night. And they're like, well, Mitzi's not going to be in for a couple months. And some of these guys were like, I'm not going to come in until she's here. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's retarded.
Oh, yeah. Stupid. What do you mean? Get better in the meantime.
Not even to get better, to learn your environment. You want to be part of this club.
They saw it as like, I want to be a regular at the comedy store, so that's all I care about. It's like, but you want to be a regular so that you can get spots to get better.
Exactly.
But you're already getting spots until she comes.
And you never walk away from stage time, especially the original room. It's such a hard room to kind of master and get to know.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the Laugh Factory where you just kind of walk up and they like you. It's like that OR.
Yeah, it takes a while.
It's like Dagobah. You have to figure out how to use the force in that dark cave. And there is a weird creature that lives somewhere in there.
You can't ever find it. Those are rats and they die on the wall a lot and it starts to smell.
And Johnny Zapp is their leader.
Yeah.
But
he's back lately.
That barbecue at my place and it was right when he got to town.
When you threw a party?
I used to have barbecues at my place all the time. You've been up.
Yeah, I went to one or two.
That was back when he was Fat Ellis with the blonde hair. He started hanging out at the store after that. Was Ari the one that I was at? Probably.
Yeah. We all went to everything.
Ari used to go to a lot of them, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is that before your girlfriend?
That was when I had my girlfriend. Yeah, you remember.
Not the current wife, right?
Yeah. No. It was my old girlfriend. Yeah, that was an
You took her to Vegas with you, right? To watch like Cirque du Soleil?
Yes. I ran into you on the
escalator.
That must have been when Cirque du Soleil was like the coolest shit ever.
You still had to explain
to people what it was?
What it was? Yeah. These gymnasts.
I remember that running into Ari. It was almost like I found Ari and I was like, save me.
You were on a romantic weekend.
I wanted to get back. Like, we meet her pair of cousins. It was a bunch of bullshit.
You're like, we're going to see Cirque du Soleil. I'm like, really? I mean, it's a normal thing to do. It's it's entertaining, man. They put out a show. It's popular.
I can't watch that shit live.
You get scared.
I get so terrified.
For them?
That something's going to go wrong. Yeah. Like, there's one of them, like, fell. And, like, I don't know if she died or she, like, I think
broke
her back or something. Like, she had a bad injury because she fell on stage. Like, I was actually working in Vegas that weekend. And I heard that on somewhere else on the strip, there was a Cirque du Soleil performance. And I do a bit about, like, I mentioned Cirque du Soleil in my act, and I took it out that weekend because I didn't want it to cast, a weird cloud. But I don't want to be sitting in the audience when something bad happens. Because then what do you, does everybody just look at each other? Like,
I wonder what the ratio is. Like, how many shows.
Somebody high fives.
Like, they have a without incident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
How long it goes. Like, what's the most? Like, guys, we've gone, 47 days
without an accident.
She just broke her ass.
It's like the Incredible Hulk's watch. It says, like, 0 days without an incident. Yeah, or, like, 78 days without an incident. Right. Yeah. But it's if laughter is the best sound you could possibly have in a room, like the sound of an audience laughing, the worst sound is because everybody would gasp at the same time if somebody fell.
And so
be like, oh.
Yeah, and everybody would know about it because it would all be tweets and shit now anyway, too. Like, can you imagine back
like Jay said, he saw somebody pull out a gun and he turned away and they heard the gun go off.
Yeah.
But, fuck Paulie.
This happened to us last time.
Yeah, it did happen to us last time.
It was FaZe on Love and Paulie left.
Plus, he texted me, hey, tell me when you have a chance to chat. That was this morning.
Well, you're going to have to chat with him on this episode.
You haven't texted him back?
No.
What's your normal ratio getting back? Like, you get back to me when I text you. I don't text you that often, but when I do, you usually...
It was a conscious decision to not text him back. I was like, this can only get me in trouble. I don't really have time to do whatever he wants to do.
Right. What do you think, if you were to guess, like, what it would be? What most likely, what would it be?
Definitely help him with something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 100%.
Right.
It's definitely not like, hey, I got this part for you.
Right.
It's definitely do something for him.
For you to get some more publicity from him.
Almost positively for free.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even like, hey.
What a percentage rate that it would be for free?
Oh, it's got to be in the 98.
Of the favors he's going to ask, 98, 99%.
With no pay.
With no pay.
98%.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And what else could he ask? Not like, you met this girl who likes you? No way.
Yeah.
No way. Right. No way. I could never see that.
Yeah, he's talking. He's talking right now.
Did you,
yeah, I'm sure.
Did you ever go and open for
him? There you go.
Because I never.
Yep, Ollie. He's around. Kravitz is around. He's future me. Yeah, he's future me. Kravitz. What?
I think he's in the video room right now.
He's trying to avoid Paulie,
and he's trying to avoid another comic. So it just
he was so self-absorbed about avoiding that guy that he forgot.
He wants to know how to avoid people.
You were avoiding him.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to know.
He wanted to know how
I'm going to pull him to the comedy store later.
Yeah.
I heard Kravitz is around.
I need you to block. If you're going to be there, I need you to run point on the block.
So he's pulling and he goes, fucking Ari never texts me. But, oh, perfect. He's here. I can ask him right now.
Right.
How do I avoid Kravitz?
And he actually wants to pay you for it.
Kravitz really is future me. Like, that's a guy who's like.
Well, Ari down the wrong path.
He's on the wrong path. What happened to him? Did he just have a mental
break? I think LSD.
Yeah, that but like 10 like years ago, he was okay. It seems like an acid thing, but
I
don't know.
You get to a point that if you're doing the road enough
seems
and
like
you don't
that.
Get enough success in a certain way, it breaks you down. Like I was saying the other day, I came to the store and I was hanging around and I saw some people that I'd seen 10 years ago and there's different levels. I saw a few different levels. There's one of the guys who's been really successful. Got his head together doing his thing. There's another guy that had success and is a fucking just mess, but people still respect him because he had some respect. And then there's that guy who just never...
Jimmy and Joey.
Right. And then there's that guy who just never made it.
Yeah.
And he's just hanging around like a fart in the car, and you're just like, it's over.
Absolutely. Yeah. Steve Pearl. Dude, what are you doing here? Why are you still here?
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Right. You're still around. Barry Diamond. No, he was a had it and then lost.
Yeah, right. He's one of those guys that like and his time of hanging around all the time to the sadness has kind of gone down. Back
he's
when
gone.
We were around.
He just like, has a spot leaves now. Yeah. Before he hung around looking
but
for friends.
But he was doing
the
same he was doing at Dangerfield.
What reminds me about that guy is that he'll still like if he's up late in the main room but he's not the last spot is that he'll still take like half an hour on stage. Like
still go long.
Like he's they aren't think like they don't realize that no one knows who they are anymore.
But even if they know who you are, it's like even if Bachelor Party came out last week, it's like you're not slated for 30 minutes.
Right. Oh, right.
So you're trying to go up, and the crowd's leaving, and it's like, no, now it's my turn to have a shot at these guys,
right?
At this audience. Yeah,
but for what? It's like they lock into their minds right when they start, like, I gotta go on, that'll lead to this and this, and they never, like, change that opinion.
And they're still doing jokes from 1984.
Yeah, it's like, work on something, man.
So, I mean, there are just different levels in general, so I assume that Kravitz is one of those guys, he's just in the level of just...
But for everybody listening,
he sure
to the podcast,
looks like a burnout.
You got to watch Mr. Saturday Night.
That's at least Teller walking across the streets. I love that.
That's who?
Right. Teller, or which is the big one?
Penn Jillette.
Penn
Jillette.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I thought that was him. He's on the marquee at the House of Blues. I saw him standing out there. I was like, that looks like him.
Yeah, it was him.
Oh, I guess he's hosting something tonight. That's pretty exciting.
This is the beauty of doing the show on
Sunset.
Yeah. I thought we were going to see hot chicks when we saw Penn.
No, Pauly Shore and Penn Teller. Penn Jillette.
We're just talking about Circus Day LA, too.
Were they both on that rocket ship on The Simpsons that went to the sun when the Earth was destroyed?
I believe so, yeah.
It would make sense.
Penn and Teller?
It was definitely the guy who ran that sports show that Brody did warm up for. What's that name? Mr. Roseanne Barr?
Tom Arnold. Oh, yeah.
Remember that? They were like, there's a ship that saves like people. The Earth is getting killed, so they put all these people on a ship and... Yeah, and they're there.
Tom Arnold.
And it's like, wait, what are you doing here, Paul? He's like, I don't know. Whatever, bro. Yeah, and Tom Arnold. And I think maybe Penn Jillette too, but it was all people that they wanted to make sure did not survive this.
Yeah.
So they sent them straight to the sun.
That's funny.
Yeah, sent it to this other planet.
And we just ran into two of them.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. What were you going to say, Ellis?
No, I was just thinking that, like, the House of Blues is really cool. It's across the street from the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And I've been there like maybe four times in my life.
Really?
Three times to see the same Van Halen cover band that I always see.
Okay.
And the fourth time I got to see, actually a buddy of mine was dating a girl that booked the House of Blues, so she got me in to see Ozzy.
Oh, really?
A couple of years ago, and it was phenomenal.
Wow. It's a great place to see a show.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I saw Social D there a couple times.
Oh, really?
Remember Shannon Elizabeth was like really, really like at the...
Yeah.
Across
what happened to Shannon Elizabeth? She got married?
She did at one point, and then she had her bachelorette party there, and my friend, my buddy Ian Virgo, who is an actor, wound up like getting so hammered, he stole one of her things. I can't remember, like a penis.
Like
what
shoe?
No, it was like one of those, you know, they have those
some sort of Shannon Elizabeth memento.
It was some kind of memento from the bachelorette party, and they were on the yeah. elevator with him, and they saw him having it. She's like, I'm pretty sure that's mine, and he's like, I'm pretty sure it is too. And
what?
He left. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
But
funny.
He was like one of those guys. Like he literally could say anything he wanted because he had that accent and like the charm thing. And then they were just like, he literally could say, yeah, like, yeah, I'm gonna kind of just go home and steal everything in your apartment. And they're like, all right, that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember having.
Yeah, they had some cool stuff there over the years. That Fun yeah. played there for free, like mm-hmm. within the last year.
I just don't see like, a lot of live
Fun,
music.
The band Fun.
What? Like I'd like to see more live music. It sounds yeah. like a thing that I'd
when
enjoy.
When Warlock worked there, we could
time.
Get there anytime. It wasn't completely sold out. I mean, like sold out.
Still looking,
he was like, yeah, come on yeah. over. I'll walk you over.
Yeah. You just think there'd be more crossover between the comedies and the House of Blues.
Yeah, right you
across
would.
The street.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple buddy? Comics have worked there.
Yeah. Well, there was like one guy that just recently was on Heidi and Frank that said he was performing there, right?
Kenny Wayne Shepherd. No, I asked him because I'm like, dude, I'm right across the street at the Comedy Store most nights. So if Kenny Wayne Shepherd is playing at the House of Blues, I'm like, definitely let me know. Right. But I don't think he's going to be back till later this year. Yeah. But it's an exciting cross thing. Like I think musicians and comedians yeah. have that mutual kind yeah. of respect yeah. for each other, where it's like, I kind of want to do what you
struggling
do.
Struggling musicians is also the same as struggling comedians. I talk to these guys in Nashville.
Yeah.
This dude, it's the same like that scene. They all play the same venues with right. each other, just open mics almost, just yeah. to get seen and get by.
I was
book shows.
I did a military show overseas with this band from Nashville called The Farm, and it was really cool to hang out with them because
I know what
farms
are.
I was in the band. You know, no, not any farm, Ari. It's oh. it's the farm.
Well, now you get it more specific.
And a pig named yeah. Ralph.
It's three very specific people.
Oh, okay.
But they kind of want to do stand up, and I kind of want to be a musician, but I'm not good at anything. So.
Are you musically yeah. inclined at all?
My whole family is, except for me. I really don't have an ear for it or rhythm.
I'm so bad. I had an audition recently for just a commercial, and it said needs to be able to carry a tune, not tremendous, but and I almost said like let's not even go in.
Right.
I'm yeah. just it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, what you have a karaoke song? You got one that you can nail?
Uh huh.
What is it?
My name is Luca. It's talk singing, so that helps a lot.
Filler in the roof.
I also change it to a tale on how women shouldn't beat men. And I go, Luca was a friend of mine. I was actually a dude. He got beat up by his girlfriend. I had these interludes.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, serious issue, everybody. Please don't laugh. And I could get some laughs off it. And then I'd be like, my name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you.
I'd pay full price to watch.
Yeah.
When it comes to karaoke, wonderful. That's the key, is picking a song that has, like, the only one I really do is Panama.
You cannot make any jokes.
Yeah. Because Panama has that time when David Lee Roth is doing the rap. Like, it's getting a little hot
in
here.
Oh, wow.
And so I can do whatever I want. I can talk to the crowd. I can do that. Then it comes back into the song.
He has a rap in there?
He's not like it's
what
not
a cheese dick
thing.
Band that is that you love.
Oh Ari Shaffir, man, they're the most mad. Fun band that you could ever possibly listen
that's
to.
It's not nice.
It's a soundtrack of fun, man. It really is.
I guess so. How many times have you seen them?
I've seen the real band.
I just didn't get into them. When I was little and everybody was like talking about Van Halen, I was like, what is this?
But you can't tell me that if you're driving down the street, because I'm not nearly as close as fan.
They just seemed like too hard rock to
but
me when I started.
If you're driving down the street and you hear Panama, come on.
I don't. I'll
if
turn
it's
that.
Too, really? Too old, man.
Wow. I'll turn that.
Wow.
Maybe. No, I'll turn it to fucking.
Sound the Doors. That's
I'll turn it to something new.
You really turned into Steve Kravitz fast.
I'll turn it into something new. I'm not saying I'm turning to Dark Side of the Moon. I'm saying I'll turn it to fucking.
Turn on Fun?
Yeah, turn on Fun.
Yeah.
We are young.
There is something to be said for experiencing new music and it opens
yeah.
new ideas to you, because I literally have the same 100 songs in
I know,
my
man.
Head,
every 2 years, you got to ask Nick Youssef, hey, make me a CD. And he'll just throw a bunch of MP3s yeah. on a thing. And some of them, like Mars Volta, you're like, dude, what the fuck?
Wait, so you, yeah.
get out of here.
You'll find out through the radio who the new band is.
A little bit in the radio,
Youssef,
a little bit.
Youssef. But I have a guy like that too.
In New York, I don't listen to radio, and here, there's only a couple stations.
That's
so
why
the real alt stuff you can't
too when you start out, because you got to know what everybody's skill set is,
yeah.
both
yeah,
on
yeah.
and off stage. Like the first time I saw you, I was like, he's really good at hosting. You're hosting the open mic, mm-hmm. and he's pretty good at being an asshole.
Yeah,
but you don't dislike you or like David Taylor. He's great at being an asshole.
Yeah.
But as a human, I don't dislike you for that. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's a talent that you have. Like I'm not as good at being a dick
at
to
that.
People.
So if you need that. Like, if I'm an accountant, you come
dick,
to me for accounting help.
I'm not going
to
call Christian. I'm going to call Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll help you with that.
And
yeah.
you are Jewish, so I probably would call
Absolutely.
You for tax numbers and things like that.
Yeah, and I would get you in touch with someone.
I haven't talked to you in a bit. You said you're living in New York half-time finally now, too?
Yeah, April yeah. to January I was there.
Oh, and you
but there's
the
no radio there.
It was so cold. You got the hell
so
out
cold.
Right.
Yeah, they told me to come back for pallet season, which yeah. sounds douchey, but really, I just tell everybody I came back for winter.
Yeah.
Because when they told my pilot says it was, like, yeah, I can do that, man. I can do that. When do I get to go back? April again? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everything what do you like melted better? By then.
What?
What do you like better?
Everybody wants to ask what you like better.
Yeah. What do you like better?
They're both great things. That's they have their stupid. Positives and their negatives.
Don't be that guy. You're being
no, black. No. Here's how you're
all
being.
The people, no, out of all the people.
Here's what you're being.
What a shitty.
Here's what you're being.
It's ugly. It's equally as cool.
Here's what you're being. Here's what you're being.
What?
I'm you just go curious. To a basketball like game.
He's being a typical
Kobe Bryant. No, let's say some non-rapist.
I like both too, but I like one.
You
better.
Go to a basketball game and Kevin Durant's playing the Lakers, and obviously you're cheating for Kevin Durant because why would you anyone choose for the Lakers? Cheers for Lakers. And Kevin Durant goes up and makes a massive dunk, and everybody cheers like, yeah. You're being the guy who's like, actually, guys. I saw a better dunk from LeBron like 2 years ago.
It's not the same.
It's very similar.
It's not, I'm not telling
they're
you.
They're both great cities.
Where do you enjoy living
let's
more?
Just hate Kansas City.
I'm not telling you
let's just agree on that.
Kansas City's got great barbecue. I'm not going to hate Kansas City.
Yeah,
I don't want you to hate
their barbecue tastes like ketchup and cardboard.
I love
that's what The Rock said once when he did a wrestling thing there to get the crowd against them. Your women are all fat, and your barbecue tastes like ketchup and cardboard. And they're like, oh, boo.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Like,
dare you. I don't know. Here's what it's better. It's definitely better for comedy.
Yeah.
Well, it's so worse for a hot, dumb girls.
There you go. You have an answer.
There's lots of different things.
Okay.
To just write it off as this is better than that it implies too much.
You gave me the answer.
Comparison is a thief of joy.
Did you just come up with that?
That's no.
Good. That's senior quote
somebody
material.
Way smarter did. Yeah, it was like Mark Twain or some shit. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf's dad. Remember when he was here hanging out?
I heard about it. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf was here.
And he probably
just
stole
just drunk.
Probably stole recently, right?
Yeah.
All the stuff that's going on.
A week or two ago, Jeff
and you know what he's doing?
Scott put a video up of him.
Right now, obviously, still. And a buddy of ours just did this, too. For free, people are waiting 5 hours online. He's doing like a performance art thing where he's on it. He's literally on his. He's sitting in a room by himself with a bag on his head. And you can go in there and interview the guy, but he won't say anything. He's got a sad look on his face. He's missing a tooth. And on his bag, it says, I'm not famous anymore. And he is apologizing. People are asking him to apologize for, like, Indiana Jones 4 and all
and he's apologizing?
No, he's not saying anything. He's literally just staring.
Here's the problem with him. You know how some people will do this, like, River Phoenix did it?
Yeah, yeah,
where like,
yeah,
is he going crazy?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, oh, River Phoenix did the other thing. Have a heart attack on the street.
Yeah, that was performance art.
I got dragged to the sidewalk, right? Like, don't let him die in here. Didn't Johnny Depp pull him to the sidewalk? maybe not, but fuck it, spread that. But you know how some people do something and you're like, oh, I get it. You're doing something interesting.
Right.
And like, there's something to that, maybe. It might be weird, but it might be something
Andy
behind
Kaufman
it.
Did when he first
absolutely,
it,
right. Andy Kaufman's right. A great example. And then some people do it where it's like the guy plagiarized that whole movie and then he plagiarized the apology.
Right.
And I'm sure he's going, no, you don't understand. I know I'm plagiarizing the apology because I'm doing this. Like, hey, right. Dude, either way, you fucking stole the whole first thing.
Right. Yeah.
You're not doing it good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what this reminds me of. It's like when if you're just us and you're a comic and you just go on stage and you're doing a bit and it's not going well.
Yeah.
You segue out of it pretty quickly. Like you'll do crowd work or you just go into a next bit or whatever. Talk about the room, whatever. He is like a ventriloquist in the fact that he's up there with puppets, and the puppets aren't working. So if the puppets aren't working, you're a ventriloquist, you're really fucked. You have nowhere to go except you just have to keep riding
down.
The show out.
Right.
All he's doing is he's just keeps...
Just stop.
He
just
keeps
stop.
Riding the show thinking it's going to get better.
No, you know
like,
what he
is?
He's that heckler that you keep shutting up. You shut up perfectly 5 times. The crowd is killing.
He's trying to develop material.
And he says something else, laughs, and his one or two friends laugh, and they give us each other a high five. Like, dude, you're not winning here.
Yeah.
You're just bothering everyone.
Right.
I get what you think you're doing is funny.
Right. Right.
But it's not, and it's just annoying people.
But he's also,
so just leave, please.
I think security would have got him by
he's
now.
Just, yeah.
In general, he's headbutting dudes in England when he gets in fights. He's screaming. He's been a douche for a long time, and now just, he can't get himself out of the douche hole. That's what
yeah.
it is. I think sometimes if you got famous at an early age, that
he's
can
so
go
good
to your
on
head.
Freaks
but
and
if
geeks.
You also already have the douche. He wasn't on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, he was.
I think
no,
he's
you're
thinking of the. I think he's got the douche
show,
gene.
You know? The Disney show that he was on.
Nope, Freaks and Geeks.
He was on Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
Sam Levine.
$20 bet.
$20 bet. I'll bet you $20.
Boom! I just won $20.
I'll look at it right
he
now.
He played
it
the mascot.
Oh,
he was
shit.
The mascot. I want my
$20. Are you 100% sure?
No, I'm 90% right, sure.
I'm
it was definitely some weird guy played the mascot
oh,
who
no,
later
no,
went
no.
on to something.
Franco. You're thinking of James Franco?
Could be. Now I'm only 80% sure.
$20. $20.
It's just $20.
Definitely. You say something like that, it's like,
wow.
Sounds right. Sounds like
Franco
a real thing.
Franco was in a Seth Rogen.
But there's a good chance Shia LaBeouf popped in there some.
I think it was Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll need to be on it once. I'm looking it up while you guys.
It was definitely the mascot. So it was either Shia LaBeouf or James Franco or some other guy. But it was someone of note.
I think he was too young when the show was on.
Not too young to play a 16-year-old.
No, yeah. Shia LaBeouf, that would have been right in his wheelhouse.
Greenhouse because he was 15? In Stolen Summer, the Greenhouse movie or the Green Project Greenlight movie a few years before that.
Oh, he was in that Project Greenlight movie.
Fuck, he was on one episode. Send you a check in New York.
Was he? Did he play a mascot?
He was on. Yeah. I don't know. Just his name was Herbert. He was on one episode.
See, all right. Here's where you get that's cocky. Bullshit. Bet another $20 if it was the mascot. Go no, double see, I'm nothing. Not,
it was definitely the mascot.
It has to be. It has to be.
I saw one of the commentary things from that, and they mentioned it.
And it's that. Just,
are those girls hot?
Mascot. Yes, they were both pretty attractive.
It's pretty amazing the hot girls you'll get walking back and ridiculous. Forth here.
You know what's great
on a February day.
Because we're about that time when it gets warm again, like permanently at night. And so girls come out with their new slutty costume.
Yeah.
I think Bill Simmons wrote a column about that. Like, it's like whore day in Los Angeles when they all put away their winter coats and they come out for the first time as sluts again.
Yeah.
And it happens, it's like every year around this time. And it's the first night that you see it, and they're all out with their new whore dresses, like walking.
You think it's in February?
And we all hang out as guys at the Comedy Store, and we're just drooling. Watching
no, I think it's March when it gets like consistently warm at night.
It's got to be warm every. It can't be warm and then back to cold. Right. Like it's now it's springtime.
Yeah. Right. It's not yet.
Yeah.
No. It's when it gets above 60 at night that people like can stay.
It's still very inconsistent. It could be very cold tomorrow.
And there is never a harder night to talk to women than that night because they're always in their packs and they have their new dresses for each other, and you can't penetrate the group. It's the hardest night of the year to do
in order to penetrate.
You're just in the heart.
Neil Brennan calls it cleavage day in New York. It's when it's that first spring nice day that everybody's just like boom.
It's like opening
like
day in
75.
Baseball.
Yeah,
and, you know, opening day of baseball doesn't matter if it's a day game, night game. Everybody takes work off and they show up to go support their team. And then the next 161 games,
yeah,
the
fuck Cubs them,
are fuck it up, right. And yeah. But that
Jeter's
first
retiring.
Day,
that sucks.
Yeah,
I mean,
I get it when you see what his last year's stats were. You're like,
are you a
Yankee
hurt. Fan?
Yeah. Yeah, he was hurt. He was hurt last year, though.
Yeah.
He played in 17 games.
Yeah. 17, but he came back, then he got hurt again.
But there's a great
that's
point.
That's a sign. That's like Steve.
Yeah.
I was watching ESPN.
It's like, I don't want to do this.
Though. What if the team, because they put it, the team's starting to look a little good. What if the team really pulls through and they get very close? Like, don't win the World Series.
But does that make him say, you know what, I'll give it another run?
Right.
I could see that.
He's the kind of
I could see that.
That he's like, well, okay, this team's got
But they didn't make the playoffs last year. He goes, what am I? I'm hurt. Right. I'm not making them playoffs. Right. Like, dude, you're just feeling like that now.
Right.
There were a lot of injuries last year.
He has a badass season. He kicks ass. Granderson
was out.
ALCS.
Cher was out.
Yeah.
Are they going to have a badass season?
They might make the playoffs.
Ellsbury might deliver, and you have
still got a sign. Teixeira's coming back.
Yeah.
Cano's gone.
Fairy tale ending for Yankees.
And they have no closer.
I don't like the Yankees, but what if they had this? A-Rod accepted his suspension for the entire 2014 season.
He did already.
Yeah, he accepted it.
Yeah.
So what if the Yankees win with Derek Jeter's last game as the Yankees winning the World Series
without
A-Rod wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that'd be fantastic. I don't like the Yankees. I like Jeter. Here's what I don't want to happen this year, though, is the shit with Mariano Rivera was neat because every stadium he played in for the last time, they gave him like a fucking rocking chair.
Yeah, I remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got that.
I don't think he wants to see that happen because, again, the point that was made on the show I was watching yesterday was the fact that Jeter's had that kind of career. He walks into a club and he's like George Clooney.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it. Mariano Rivera never had that before, too. I mean, he was famous in New York and stuff, too, but he didn't have that movie star presence.
Mariano Rivera had a better career.
Totally.
But for what he did, as far as a closer, as a cool position.
He was probably the best ever at his position.
He was the best closer of all time.
Jeter just lasted a long time and played what he had for average.
Jeter's a great shortstop.
Jeter's a great player.
He's an all-time great.
They talk about his fielding percentage being way lower than you would think, like a below-average fielder.
But he was a hitting machine.
In terms of the balls he got to. What?
Look, everyone thought he was done 3 years ago, and then he had those fucking... The guy is a...
I love when they accuse him of steroids. Unbutton his shirt. He's like, look at me. I'm scrawny. Yeah.
We used to have this debate in college all the time. Who gets more pussy? Do you think Derek Jeter or James Bond?
Exactly.
If James Bond was a real person?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got
to
be non.
I think.
He needs
I think
different
Jeter.
Actors to play him. Jeter.
I think Jeter. No, not different actors to play him. I think because sometimes Bond is working. He can't do shit, but Jeter can always fuck a bitch.
No, he can't. And
what nights can he not?
Here's my counter to that.
Playing.
Here's my counter.
After
that,
the game,
four James
game.
Bond will sleep with a hot foreign chick.
He can fuck
while
someone 2 hours later.
Working. James Bond can sleep with a girl while he's on the clock. Derek Jeter
on the clock,
has to play 162 games a year, plus playoffs, plus work out to get that body. James Bond has to work out for like an hour
a day.
He's
got the hotel, but he's always in the
hotel. He just calls someone to come over, even game days, but way before or a couple hours after. He can always do it.
And Minka Kelly chained up in a hotel every time he would just go. Yeah, exactly.
Double headers he can fuck later.
His roster.
Hey, come on
his
over.
Roster's probably better than James Bond.
James Bond has some nights where he's holed up in a foxhole somewhere.
Yeah. Jeter's roster is better than Bond's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think the level of model No, Jeter's getting that too.
Yeah, Jeter, absolutely, because that's the thing too. He went,
yeah,
I think Bond fucks like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
No. Jeter has gift bags ready to go for his girls.
Yeah, that's a James Bond move right there. All in
having
itself.
Gift bags.
Can you imagine what a James Bond gift bag would be? Like little like laser pens and shit.
Here, press this watch and it lets out.
It lets out a
song.
A cab for you.
Yeah, lets out a song and then you hit it and just gas goes off and you forget everything.
Susan Fugner Q shows up in a helicopter ready to take her home.
Yeah,
that's a good Twitter debate though. That's what your fans should do is tweet in who do you like better
who
as far
like
as
better?
A pussy getting contest for 1 year.
Level and amount.
I'm gonna go ahead.
It seems like James Bond spent like the whole weekend with girls.
Yeah,
yeah, he would fall in love.
He would.
Yeah,
he would get more. Yeah,
Jeter broke up with who? With Minka Kelly?
Jeter get rid of her.
Joe,
can you?
Golly,
I can't imagine five other guys on the planet saying, "You know what, Minka, it's not working out."
Which one's Minka Kelly?
She was in that bad Charlie's Angels remake.
Yeah, she pops up all the time, and she was also
in Gossip Girl.
She was in Freaks and Geeks.
She was $20 in my pocket.
Yeah, but she is just. I know she was on an episode of Entourage, but she was just an incredibly beautiful woman.
Really?
Oh, kind of like
he was.
Remember that chick that was on that was in that movie that what's his name was in? Who's the gay guy? There was a commercial booker. And he did shows upstairs, and then he was in that show with the guy was a spy.
Oh, Krinsky.
Krinsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a girl? Did like 8 to 10 episodes in that?
Krinsky.
And she was in some like Dawson's Creek or OC, the OC.
Oh, Mishka Barton.
Yeah. Dude, I saw a billboard of her and I was like, no, not the redhead. No, the black haired one, the cuter one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's
what's
she's
her name?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's in that show.
Like, I saw a billboard with an independent movie with her. I didn't know who she was, and I was like,
Minka Kelly.
Oh, she's really pretty.
She's like a hotter Jessica
Kelly
Alba,
is
right?
So hot.
Golly.
Yeah. And she, it's like you just that, and she was just like, nah, I'm good. After a while, though. He dated her for a while, though.
Who? Ari's got a good question. Who's the other girl on the OC? Not Mishka Barton, the brunette. She's been in, like, some movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's dating Hayden Christensen.
Oh, that motherfucker. He hasn't done shit since Batman or whatever. Vader Man. Yeah.
I think that's the one you're talking about.
It is. She's really hot, so I can't remember her
What's her name? I saw her on a billboard, and I didn't recognize who she was. I'm like, this girl's so hot.
She's amazing.
Who is she?
I'll tell you in a second again.
But, yeah, no, Rachel, she's been discovered already. She's already in the OC.
Rachel Bilson.
Oh, my God.
Dating Hayden Christensen. She
why?
Was for a long time.
Because
she's got Star Wars money, dude. That's why.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't do anything.
God, he did three Star Warses. He did three of them.
Two.
What two?
He wasn't in the first one.
He wasn't the little kid. The little kid played Darth Vader.
He was in episode two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He wasn't the little kid.
Everyone hates him. It's Darth Vader anyway, but who gives a shit? He's laughing with all the money that he's got in the bank.
Do you think he's laughing all the way to the bank, or do you think he just sits in traffic like everybody else? And just sort of forgets where the money came from.
Maybe.
He just sort of gets to the bank, just does his thing, and leaves.
Breathes heavy on the way out.
Every time he gets money from Star Wars, he should have to do a line as Darth Vader at the bank.
Or just like, scream, no.
No! Dude, I'm really turning to the dark side. This is totally messing with me.
He's like, you suck this Vader. Fuck you, I'm fucking Rachel Bilson. Give me my check.
Smell my finger.
See the little kid that played Darth Vader in the first one.
Smell my finger.
I bet after you put your finger inside Rachel Bilson, for the next,
like
you don't wash it for 2 days, obviously.
Yeah.
But I bet, it just smells like something sweet.
Yeah.
Some baked goods.
Right. Yeah. Like people are like, when you put it up to their nose, they're like turning away. They're like, let go of my hand. Let go of my hand.
Oh, right. Yeah, I need that hand
back. Some sort of cinnamon.
Yeah. It smells like something that'll be cooling on a windowsill.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
If you put it on the floor, it
creates
flowers in the ground.
Steal.
Yeah.
When you smell it, you actually levitate and you start floating.
It's cured cancer in three countries.
Is that Bilson pussy I smell?
Dude, I switched high schools in 11th grade. I went to the non-religious Jewish high school.
That must have been tough, man. You want to talk about it?
Yes, I do.
and that's the reason for our talk today, gentlemen.
And I knew a couple guys. They were sort of the nerds. Morty Barnett. He wasn't okay. He wasn't a nerd. He was in the middle group.
sounds Italian.
Mordecai Barnett, yeah. And he went to the army afterwards. One of the only Jews to... Yeah, it does sound
army.
Very...
Yeah.
And then Boaz Benoff, he was a nerd. And so I was talking to Boaz, because they used to be from my school, so I knew them. And everybody was whatever they were. But then Bess Gordon came in. She's come through the door. Bess.
And big Jewish tits?
No, not yet. But just blonde hair and just fucking beautiful. And it was like what I imagined Rachel Bilson smelling that finger would be. Where everything just gets like slow motion.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The light shines in. Like Wayne's World when he saw what's it called.
Yeah.
But it was just like that. Yeah. And she was always my exception to the rule that Jewish girls are ugly. Until later I found out. She was adopted.
Bess
Gordon was adopted.
And you were like Sherlock Holmes at that moment.
Yeah.
That'd be the great episode of Sherlock, because he tries to find the hot Jewish chick.
Who smells like cinnamon.
It's like Scooby-Doo. You pull her mask off, and it's an ugly Jewish chick. And it's like, I would have gotten away with it. Had been for you meddling Jews.
Had been for you meddling Jews.
Never found any
Jewish. Her nose comes out.
No hot Jewish.
How'd you tie it to your face? Through the hair, the ratty hair. It kept it on like Velcro. I saw Bess Gordon at, I was buying ski clothes at the Big J, and I didn't say hi to her. I know she didn't recognize me, and I was got too socially anxious to say hi.
It's a mystery. You know, let's leave her as a vision.
No, this I heard her talk for like 15 minutes as I was shopping for ski clothes.
You should talk to her.
I'm not famous.
You're famous enough.
I'm famous to the people listening to this podcast right now.
And you got numbers. You can literally hand
She's never heard of anything.
Look at these downloads. Look at these TV appearances. Look at these commercials. Right. Come watch me the comedy. You can invite her to the Comedy Store.
She was in New York, but I could invite her to a club out there. Absolutely.
Next time we see you.
She's married. She was shopping for ski clothes for her kids.
Next time you see
her. She's a 39-year-old.
For your inner child, it doesn't matter, because you don't have to sleep with her that night. You just have to know that she wants to sleep with you.
Right, you tap her on the shoulder.
She wasn't going to want to sleep with me.
I know, but you have, listen, you tap her on the
shoulder.
I'm trying so hard.
Yeah, I'm regretting a little bit. Just making out, though. I could see making out, or at least talking to me. How about invite me to your table, Bess? I'd enjoy lunch. Let's go to lunch. I'll just sit nearby you. I don't bother you and your friend. I just want to be at the table for once.
Okay, that's a little creepy. That's going down a wrong.
And let her know that Pauly Shore asked you for favors. That's it.
Yeah,
it's done.
There's no better motivation to stay in shape than if your name's Bess. Because if you get fat, everybody's going to call you Bessie, like the classic name right now. You got to stay in shape. If your name's Bess. There's this kid in my little league, and he was like a little chubby, and his name was Bubby Hogg.
Bubby Hogg?
And it's like, you can't write that. That's his name is Bubby Hogg. And like every parents were laughing when he got called up the back. They're like, hey, he's kind of plump, and his name's Bubby Hogg.
Yeah. Even the announcer, now Bob. hold on, guys. We got Bubby Hogg's coming on. Oh, he's a fucking slump.
The newspaper headline is like, local plump kid, Bubby Hogg.
Look at that Bubby Hogg. He's having a really tough time getting the first. But he's, oh, man, he's good at chowing down on them hot dogs.
Look at that hog. He tried to run to second base. I think a girl turned around on Sunset. I think she thought we were heckling her and calling her.
Heckling her, yeah. Oh,
great.
No.
Now I can't eat for another 12 weeks.
Yeah, we just send someone else into a.
Do you think when a really good writer is sitting at a comedy show and hear somebody go, some comedian go, you can't write that? Do you think he goes, I guess I could? Right. I'm really good at what I do, and I absolutely could write Bubby Hogg.
He raises his hand. I beg to differ.
23-minute pilot next month.
Yeah.
That's what you hear for pilot season, for Bubby
Hogg.
What
are you trying out for? Trying for Bubby Hogg.
Bubby Hogg.
The main character? No, I could never. But
Sizzling
his teacher,
Bacon.
His teacher.
Starring Bubby Hogg.
Sizzling Bacon. That's my dream role.
Bubby, as your professor, I'd like to tell you, you are fat.
You are fat. That's my dream role for commercials. I told my agency that much so many times. I want to do a feminine hygiene product. And probably be the teacher in like a Massengill or like one of those things.
I got really close to booking my dream commercial job years ago.
What was it?
I was on a Vails for, and it would have shot in New York, and it was for an Olive Garden commercial.
Oh.
And you know those Olive Garden commercials when they're really excited, they're hamming it up, like, this is just...
We're having a great time!
Yeah.
We're having a great time!
Yeah. And they're referencing what else they did that night, like, oh, but you love that movie!
Yeah.
And if I had booked that commercial, Ari, I swear to you, the director would have repeatedly had to tell me, Mark, you gotta stop. You gotta tone it down.
Stop eating the breadsticks, too.
Yeah, because I was gonna be that guy.
You gotta really? Get breadsticks and Alfredo sauce for the rest of your life, probably.
Yeah, but that was the dream for me.
No? You get nothing.
Why not?
You get fed that day.
What if you say you don't want to get paid and you just want to get paid in Alfredo sauce for the rest
you can
of
negotiate
life.
That but I will tell you the Tom Del Taco Arnold. Guy I don't know if he still does commercials. Does he still have those Taco? Del Taco guy commercials?
I haven't seen him in a while, but
he would give out free pass to Del Taco commercial auditions. I think they would just give him
that's
those
why, that's why they're out of business now.
Maybe
Tom Arnold gets Arby's free for the rest of his life.
I mean, I haven't seen him
because Tom Arnold was the voice of the Arby's hand back when they had that.
So he gets free Arby's for the rest of his life.
He got a card. I asked him about this when he did our podcast, and they gave him like a card, and it's like good at any Arby's, and he just goes into Arby's and he's like, hey, here's the card.
Wow.
He fucking swipe it.
And he doesn't have to tip or anything because they're not even working for the money.
No. When you don't tip at Arby's, Ari.
That's what he's saying.
I know, but you would think you get something free, you feel like, well, I should
you just
tip
throw
something.
A couple bucks.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not for them.
Show.
They do the same work regardless.
Right. I mean, he could tip.
Yeah, he could tip. I like tipping out of context now.
Just randomly? Like
it's like somebody did a good job for me. Some guy on the street
that doesn't expect a tip.
It's like, hey, here you go, man.
Right.
It's $2 for you.
Yeah. Or just someone who does a good job. Like if you see someone jaywalking across the street in like heavy traffic, hand him a $5. Yeah, that was great, too. That was really good.
I think it would have to be for me.
You should tip
a
cop if he pulls you over and he does like a nice, gives you a ticket. Yeah. You're like, hey, here, that's for you.
Right. Yeah.
I wish people would tip good drivers, like someone that actually uses their turn signal.
Yeah.
Like you follow them back to their house. Like, hey, I just want to say, you did a great. I've been following you on the 405 all the way back to your house.
Yeah.
You did a magnificent job.
Amazing.
Here's my phone number. Call me anytime you're driving. I like watching you work.
I'd like to follow you.
Let me know your route.
Follow anybody else.
Your route.
Yeah. Great driver.
It's like they send like the news helicopters when this guy's actually driving well.
Right.
And they're like, we have a perfect game in progress.
It's super easy to follow him, too. He's not making any sudden moves.
The news starts following around good drivers. Like, look at that guy's an asshole. This guy on Sunset just following the other guy right in his Etsy.
Yeah, why?
A car crash within a
second. And then zooming past him.
What until
you
doing?
Until giving yourself a coronary.
Yeah, he's just going to go to get a heart attack and then get to a red light and then steam through his ears.
Jesus.
Give that shake the head a look and then take off.
I talked to Lachlan Patterson, reminded me today that I used to tell him this, but when I go through lights, you know, somebody's like blocking the inside, like the red light, they try to go through and then it gets red and now you can't go. Instead of honking at them because it's not going anywhere or anything like that where they're cutting you up, you just give them the thumbs down.
Like
and just stare at them.
Just give them the look.
Because then they get this thing with like, they can't get mad back. They just go like, oh,
you
and just
really
look away.
The more mad to do.
And then you don't get angry yourself.
No, when that's the thing. So if someone cuts you and they're so pissed off, you pull up to them, don't like start yelling back at them. Wave at them with the biggest smile on your face and like such a big it will make them more mad than anything else.
You're kind of a
firestarter.
A road Nazi. Christian's not an angry driver, but he gets
critical.
You get a little aggressive.
But I'm critical of people because people are horrendous.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Teach them how to be right?
That's what I worry about with you is that you internalize the stress to it, that you let it stress you out. As a driver, I'm very relaxed. I see people make stupid decisions.
It makes me drive better. It makes me drive better.
But see, like, I'll drive around the block in order to not have to make like a turn that hurts traffic.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like I'm not that asshole. This person was driving and they held up traffic because they were trying to parallel park and wait for the right moment.
Right.
If I miss that window, that's on me.
Oh, I'll do it for parallel parking. You have to.
Yeah.
I'll try to turn the signal off fast enough, but you got to back up and they get right on your tail. What do you want me to do?
You got
to
do it quick.
Yeah.
And it's just again, it's a game. This is driving is a game, but you have to be good at it.
Yeah.
The whole point. These people are so bad they should not be driving on the road and they give anybody a fucking
life. This is a town that fucking people are such bad actors they shouldn't be trying to act for a living. And they're making millions.
That's true.
They're driving the BMW shittily too. They have no repercussions in our life.
Were you out here for Christmas? Because you don't celebrate the real holiday.
I was upset that I was 2 years in a row that I was not here between Christmas and New Year's.
Because Christian,
the best time.
You were telling me like traffic is the best,
it's the best.
It ever
best.
It's like college.
This place
like
is at 50% capacity.
It's the best.
It's how this infrastructure was built amount of people.
It feels like the 1940s.
You can find spots. People
you
are nice.
Like during, when you're in college, like during the summers, like you're in there and like it's pretty much dead. Or even when people go away on vacation during college, it's exactly like that in Los Angeles.
I took summer school 1 year in college. I had to go for the summers. I failed algebra or something my freshman year. And that was when I learned how much I like being alone. Is
why?
Because the campus is pretty much dead.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything. You're either in your dorm room or I'm out playing basketball, usually by myself, driving around Winston-Salem. Nobody's around campus. And I was like, this is heaven. For 5 weeks, it's fucking great.
It's the best. Yeah.
And
that's what I love about this town during the holidays. Like, you literally, places that normally take you 45 minutes take you 10 minutes.
So you realize how close everything is. I'm not 20 miles away. I'm a mile and a half.
Yeah.
I never knew.
And nobody's there. Nobody's judging you. Masturbate wherever you
can
want.
Can I get a table? Yeah, whatever you want. Go ahead and sit down.
Anything. Yeah, no one's
here. Thanks.
We were thinking about not even opening today. But thanks for showing up.
You tweet,
it's
Ari Shapiro got right in at Spago.
Yeah.
I was in New York this year. Maybe. And I was in New York the year before, too.
What do you like better, the restaurants in New York?
Restaurants in New York. Let's talk about the Oscars.
Let's do it.
Let's do this annually, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are my movie expert comedians.
Well, let me kick off your interview by asking you a question.
Okay.
How many movies, not Oscar movies, how many movies total did you see in 2013 at a movie theater?
Yeah, you didn't see a lot in 2012.
I think it's gone down from there.
Down from last year?
Here's the problem.
What do you see last year, like two?
Maybe.
No, I saw like five or six. Oscar movies was two.
No, right.
Yeah.
I think I saw like Green Lantern.
No, that was the year before. What did you see this year?
I saw Blue Jasmine.
Okay.
In the movie theater.
Okay, good. Good for you.
I feel like you'd like that movie. Don't tell me what you thought yet. We'll talk about it later, but I feel like you'd like that.
Now, here's another problem. I forget a lot of things. So as some of these movies come up, I may have seen them. and I just can't call them to mind right now.
So we'll talk about them, and you'll say, "Oh, I did see them."
Yeah. Or, "Oh, I wanted to see that one."
Okay. So you possibly, you've seen stuff on like cable and stuff.
I also gave up a little bit on Hollywood. So, what I think of them,
I think that's kind of shtick.
I want to go back to the sun to give up on Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's time to go back into Hollywood because I think they've gotten some better ones. Because
I think it's shtick.
I said it to Kevin and Bean. I was like, "Yeah, they don't make shit," and they made just like three movies. I was like, "Oh yeah, all those actually seemed okay."
That's what I'm saying.
But do people in New York take movies as seriously, like on a day to day?
Oh yeah.
No, they
take it as an art form. They take it actually more seriously.
But think about our
they don't take it as a business serious.
Our fan base is from all over the place.
We have a lot of our fan base is from
movie
everywhere.
Fanatics.
There's movie fans everywhere, but as a whole, the culture here seems very, very movie.
Well, this is all about now how movies are, and everyone associated with them are more important than you. And how much money did it make? They don't care how much money it made. They're like, this is a great film.
Right.
They call it films instead of movies.
You probably get more passionate love from people outside of Los Angeles because you're not in the intricate workings of it.
Or they have people that just like those special effects movies. They have a lot of people like, good blow-ups. Like
Transformers is coming out.
Yeah, and they're just excited for a fucking big thing on a big screen.
In L.A., we kind of have to be witnesses to the sausage as it's getting made.
You might know who was in it or what. They're just like, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Or that was...
Well, they're the casual movie fans that just want to watch, to get away from their shitty job, watch some shit blow up, and that's it. They don't need to critically
analyze it. But sometimes it's like a movie, as a professional movie reviewer, you got to take a breath, because I was like at a wedding a couple years ago, and this couple, just a nice middle-aged couple, was like the guy was telling another dude, and their wives were talking, he's like, "Yeah, man, that Battleship was awesome."
Battleship?
And you want to interfere.
And you want to be like,
"No, it was not.
Pardon me, sir."
Slap the steak out of
your head. Let me help you say something so stupid.
At what point did Rihanna's acting move you? but then you got to step back and be like, "You know what? It has some cool special effects.
Yeah.
It looked real."
Yeah, if that's what you're into, that's fine.
Exactly. I get why other people. That's
I wonder if I'm just jaded because I'm older, because I've seen enough special effects movies that you're like, "Yeah, I've seen this."
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're definitely the fact that like we've now it's harder for us to enjoy certain shit bombs like that. There's got to be some stuff.
But you see everything.
See everything. Yeah.
Literally everything.
You see everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Like Mike Black. Is he still on that kick?
You know, I just had him on our Star Wars podcast. And
your Star Wars podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, if you waited till...
You should have Ari in your Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, it would be great.
Oh, yeah.
He's already loved Star Wars.
I've seen them all.
That's right. He called it Batman before.
The new Star Wars has made me realize that the old Star Wars has sucked as well.
No, you said this. We had this conversation around the Zeezy's thing.
Yeah, you agree with me. I remember that now. Yeah, I remember all that now.
Is that documented?
Yeah, I remember all that now. Yeah, you agree with me.
And that made me very upset.
Yeah, you go back and look at how horrible the acting was by that guy who never went on to anything else. Why? Because he couldn't act.
Stop it. Especially Simone.
All he did was the Muppet Show five times.
I leave this place.
He was great on the Muppet Show.
Yeah, he was.
Mark Hamill was great.
Mark Hamill just played himself.
He's been a very successful voice actor.
Leah was a good actress, and she went on to other things.
Drinking.
Harrison Ford was good.
Yeah,
but a lot of the acting was just horrible.
All right, can we talk about the Oscars?
Yes.
Speaking of acting.
So you guys have a podcast called what?
Schmoes No Movies.
S-C-H-M-O-E-S.
K-N-O-W.
Oh, yeah.
But Schmoes No Movies. The YouTube channel, we got about 80,000 subscribers right now.
And what do you do on YouTube channel? Like five-minute videos on every video movie that comes out.
Every review that comes out, we have a couple of segments of not just reviews, but we'll do like little segments on like best and worst movies. Like
who is the highest rated video you've done now? You guys have gotten way more successful. It can't possibly be.
Last time, I think we did a video about Christopher Nolan when there was rumors that he was going to like produce Justice League.
Uh-huh.
That's got like 300,000 to 400,000.
It's just two of you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice to be back at the top and not have to rely on Sam Tripoli and Ari getting Jackass 3.
That's right.
Or Jackass 2.
Yeah, Jackass 3, I think. But that review...
It was Jackass 3D.
That review's up to about 200,000 views now, though.
Nice. And it's still very, very funny, watching Ari prank Sam Tripoli.
Patrick Coppolino shot that.
That was great.
Added in the special effects.
Did I never asked you, did you know that Tripoli was going to hit you in the face like that?
That's where Tripoli hit you.
Did you know he was going to hit you?
Yeah.
Okay, you did, because there was... You knew that... It looked like you knew he was going to hit you, but then... When he slapped you as hard as he did, that looked like you were like, oh.
I really try to compartmentalize and really like, okay, I'm doing this interview about it. I'm just going to talk.
It was good. It was a good enough interview as is, or review as is, and then that just added it to a whole other level.
Yeah. So if you guys have not seen that review, check out Schmoes No Jackass 2 review. It's really funny.
Yeah. Patrick Coppolino, he slowed it down. He was like, how about we put slow motion? I'm like, let me see. I'm like, that looks way better. And then he put
the Rocky music.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know if they can use this. So we just did that. Just.
And we couldn't have used it. If it was the review,
you wouldn't have been able to use it.
We would not have been able to use it.
Wow.
It would have been better. It was better with the chicken music.
And it got a shit ton of hits, so it like bought us each houses.
That was actually me trying to do the song the right way.
You committed.
No, I was trying to like, this is how the song will sound. This
and
is the best
you
I can
no
do.
Musical
Yeah, well, because it came out as chicken noises. That wasn't intentional. I wasn't trying to make fun of chickens. Musical proclivities. All right, so let's talk about the Oscars.
Let's do it. So if Blue Jasmine's pretty much the only one in your docket that you're aware of now, that you saw.
No, I know. I've seen another one now, too.
I'm assuming you want to skip over.
Let's start with who do we do? The actors and actresses?
You don't
we'll do
songs.
The best actor and actress, and then director, and picture.
Yeah, you don't care about animated, obviously.
Was Heroin Weight Watchers on, was he nominated for anything? What's his name?
From Weight Watchers.
Heroin Weight Watcher guy.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. Oh. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, he was not nominated this year.
For anything.
But I guarantee you he'll be the last one at the death montage.
Oh, yeah. He'll get so many more claps.
It's all about
because
so
they compare the lives of them.
That's so weird. Like that, they should get
it's
rid of
it. So
claps.
Weird.
Yeah.
No, but you remember a few years ago during the death montage, they're like, please hold your applause till the end.
No one listens.
And that was even weirder.
Well, you could say, let's have a moment of silence for these people.
And let it play through with the music. I don't need to hear claps of who you like better.
I kind of like the popularity contest.
Really? What if it was your family?
If everybody's up there in heaven, and they're looking down, and
I got some laughs.
Yeah,
the people who wouldn't have expected. Like, I didn't do worse, though. I didn't do worse.
Yeah, you're already in heaven, so it's not like you're going to be like, oh, nobody cares about me. It's like, oh, it's funny. You
who's getting off, more?
Off to the side, look and go, how'd I do?
Not even like, I wish I'd win by.
Yeah. Hoffman's still getting processed. You
Sid
know?
Caesar's like, I just didn't want to come in last. I just wanted somebody to remember me.
Who do they see anymore? Claps? So Hoffman or who?
In heaven, everybody's going to Sid Caesar's Oscars party. Like, dude, do you guys get invited to Caesar's?
Who gets more, Shirley Temple or Hoffman?
I think
Shirley Temple died this year?
Yeah. Just like
I think
last
Hoffman
week.
Closes it. I think Shirley Temple opens, and I think Hoffman closes.
But who gets better? Who gets bigger claps?
Hoffman, because everybody will be warmed up by then.
So Hoffman's got to go last. So she, maybe not, maybe we'll go alphabetical.
She retired
from acting at 21.
Was that what it was? Something like that, yeah.
And never got back into it.
I don't think so.
And then what'd she do?
Lived off of all those checks.
Royalties.
Every time you buy Shirley Temple at a bar, she gets 5% of that.
Yeah.
Do you know the only Comedy Store drink that we invented here? Has to be a cherry rum, so it's almost impossible for you to get it at any bar. But you have to ask your bar to order cherry rum, which they won't do here, even though we have a drink.
Wait, we invented cherry rum?
No. It's a drink made with cherry rum. It's a Shirley Temple with cherry rum in it.
So it's a...
It's called the Temple of Doom.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great.
And you can make it as strong or as weak you want, and it just tastes the same.
Like really? Robitussin?
It just tastes like Shirley Temple, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
It blends in. And they say, well, we have cherry vodka. It's not the same. You can taste the alcohol. You're way better off with berry rum. But that's not a Temple of Doom.
We also have comedians nightly at the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah. We also have that. Oh, yeah. So
live acts on stage nightly.
Yeah. Original name for Temple of Doom? Can you guess?
Oh, man.
Indiana Jones 2?
Nope.
It was Indiana Jones and something. But,
no.
Shit.
No. For the drink, Temple of Doom.
Oh, I don't know.
Shirley's period.
Yeah.
Didn't have the same ring. We've tried it for a couple days.
Oh man.
Temple of Doom came up and we went with it. All right, so
here's what I got for you. If you want to talk about screenplay, we can. I don't think you really
was there anything that was a book that turned into a screenplay?
Yeah, that would be adapted screenplay.
Adapted screenplay.
And you don't think that should be a category?
No, I think that should be a category. I think that's a tough thing to do.
Well, all right. So here's what we got
the book into a screenplay?
Yeah.
I think it's harder to have an original idea though?
Absolutely harder.
You got The Wolf of Wall Street.
That was a book.
That was a book.
Went on a date, 3 dates with a girl who went to high school Jonah Hill's son.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill's character's
son. Got it. Okay.
I heard that character was like an amalgam of two real people that they combined into one.
Yeah.
Jonah.
Oh, really?
Hill. Did you see that movie?
Not yet. Yeah. I wanted to a couple times, and plans fell through. The problem is it was 3 hours plus long with previews, so I got invited to a 4:20 showing, and I said, I have stand-up spots tonight, and I can't go. And they're like, it's 4 o'clock. Like, it's 4:20. I'm like, look what time it gets out.
Isn't it nice to be an adult and say phrases like plans fell through?
Yeah, yeah, wow.
You just did that.
Did it without even thinking about it.
You're beyond 50% towards craft.
Wolf of Wall Street, 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Philomena, Captain Phillips, and Before Midnight. Those are the
Okay, now, the thing with Captain Phillips is that was already just a real story. So you didn't really have to adapt it from that, the book was adapted from his story.
True. But I mean, the story is just like someone someone tell you, hey, listen, this fucked up thing happened to me, as opposed to, then you have to sit down and write the book.
The relationships and stuff.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of work for
Good
that
point.
Stuff.
So, opinion changed.
So anyway, yeah, so those are the adapted screenplays. The original screenplays, if you want them, are American Hustle, Blue Jasmine, Dallas Buyers Club.
Hold on. Yeah. I decided I'm going to write off the adapted screenplay. It doesn't take much work at all. The writer for the book takes a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's forget that. And let's get, who do you think is going to win about adapted screenplay?
Adapted 12 Years a Slave.
Let me try to guess. Hold on, before I know anything about this movie, so I didn't see any of this. I'm guessing 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Will you fill out an Oscar ballot and give it to us so when we watch the Oscars, we can have Ari's Oscar ballot there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're like the secretary in the March Madness pool.
Who wins?
That bets on the mascots.
Yeah.
I win every year in my pool.
Lissa Scatole won in 11th grade.
Good. Yeah.
Because we gave bonus points to whoever picked the game that UNLV lost in, and her dog's name was Duke. She called it the NAACP pool, and she won. She got the 15 bonus points. She got Duke going to the finals when everyone had UNLV.
Yeah.
She won. We're like, let's not even tell her.
Everyone should play March Madness this year, by the way, on that site, because What's-His-Face is giving away a million
Mark Cuban?
No, if you get a perfect bracket on this site, Warren Buffett is giving away $1 billion.
Yeah.
If you
the odds are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you're going to say 12 Years a Slave is going to win that one?
12 Years a Slave next, after 12 Years a Slave, the next chances are anything with Tom Hanks. They love Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
What were the other three?
He didn't get nominated.
No, I know, but that's why.
I would say you're probably right that 12 Years a Slave will win, but if the Wolf of Wall Street won, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because Scorsese. Yeah. I think Wolf maybe is a tight third to the Tom Hanks.
Yeah. So that's for adapted.
Well, did Scorsese write the adapted screenplay?
No.
No, but they're so dumb that they'll just nominate.
Just because.
The
movies
Academy.
Tend to build momentum, too. Yeah. Like, if they liked everything else in it, then they usually will give it to.
But
those motorcycle guys had matching gold helmets like they play for Notre Dame. It was like two of the Four Horsemen.
That South Park episode on them being faggots was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Which one?
On people with loud motorcycles being faggots.
That's really funny.
And how they just take back the word. And like, you guys are a bunch of faggots.
You want
attention.
Yeah,
and like, it doesn't mean that. Like, what do you mean? What does it mean? And he goes, I looked it up. It means cigarettes. He's like, no, there's another meaning. He goes, what? Those guys on motorcycles, they're faggots. They need attention. And he's like, no, there's another meaning. He's like, what is that meaning? Like, it's what you call gay people. Like, oh, why would you do that? Like, that's only your meaning. It's a lot of things. And now it means those people.
That show is continually impressive.
Continuously.
So long. All right, so you want to move to directing?
So here's what the Academy does. The Police Academy loves...
Steve Guttenberg.
They love giving it up for how politically correct they are.
Yeah,
so any chance they can to give it to, hey, we think a black person's been too long, like, oh, we'll correct that right now.
Right. Yeah.
12 Years a Slave, in my opinion, based on their past, should rack up.
But here's the thing. I don't disagree with you. But I also, the movie is phenomenal.
Yeah, but you also have Scorsese. They love giving it up for the people they already like.
But there's also
to
Dallas,
prove themselves, they like to say, I know Scorsese.
Like picture stuff like that. You have Dallas Buyers Club, which is about AIDS and homophobia.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That versus 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
They might split the vote, and then just Scorsese wins because
that's
they'll be
very
like,
real possible.
Yeah, I like AIDS, I like blacks, but guess what? More of them like movies.
Mm-hmm. But going off your point, though, with this whole politically correct thing, Wolf of Wall Street, feminists went bananas hating this movie.
Oh.
So there was like literally within 3 minutes of this movie, Leonardo DiCaprio is doing cocaine out of a girl's asshole.
Right.
So like between that and there's it's the most gratuitous. It has used the
it's a feminist didn't like it because that's what really happened. So we shouldn't show it
within 5 minutes. But anyway, so
yeah, broke the record for most fucks in a movie.
Here we have probably actual sex and the word fuck.
Wow.
Directing, you got Martin Scorsese for Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
David O. Russell for American Hustle.
Hold on. No way. Go ahead.
Okay. Alexander Payne for Nebraska.
Wait, what's Nebraska?
Nebraska's a movie.
Black and white movie. Will Forte, Bruce Dern.
Comedy?
Yeah.
Dramedy.
Bob Odenkirk.
Okay, well, there's no way that can win. Best Direction.
I think it surprises that it got nominated.
Alexander Payne.
Yeah.
I know those movies. He's a great director. People love him. But
what else did he do?
Some heavyweights. He did
The Descendants.
Oh, wow.
The Wine movie.
Yeah, the Sideways.
Sideways, yeah.
Okay, so Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave.
Steve McQueen?
Not that one.
Not Steve McQueen.
He might get some votes just on misunderstanding.
Because they like
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're morons. they're idiots.
Right. Oh, Steve McQueen.
I told you when I stopped watching. When I stopped watching the Oscars was when in the bedroom. Lost to A Beautiful Mind. And in the bedroom was this rich, deep, beautiful movie. And A Beautiful Mind didn't even make any sense.
And you were done.
And everything he won in A Beautiful Mind, everything he overcame to achieve, he actually achieved when he was 17. He just got the award for it when he was 60.
Right.
So all the, I'll try to like conquer my brain, none of that helped him win the final prize.
You didn't
which
like Beautiful Mind?
I cried. It did the fucking movie shit.
Yeah.
It was supposed to do. I had a good soundtrack. Everyone stand up and clapped. But like, he didn't overcome the crazy to get that. they nominated him based on something he came up with in college.
Yeah.
He won for something he did in college.
Well, he was still overcoming the crazy.
Yeah, he overcame, but that's not why everyone's standing up and clapping and you're crying because, oh, this guy's, oh, he did it. He did what?
Right.
He did it fucking half the movie ago.
The wife should have gotten the award because she...
Yeah, and in real life, the wife left him as soon as he went crazy.
Right. No.
He said, you're on your own. I can't handle this. I got a life
Jennifer
to live.
Jennifer Connelly left Russell Crowe?
Yes.
Wow.
In real life. That's the real story.
Bowie Labyrinth.
Wow.
And they fucking Hollywood that shit up.
And then you got,
so that's what I gave up on them. So go ahead. Keep going.
Finally, you got Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity.
And there's your winner, according
that's
to Mark
winner.
Ellis.
I'm with you.
Wow.
He also won the Golden Globe.
You didn't see Gravity, Ari?
No, I did not. I heard people were saying, how can you make a movie with only one setting to be exciting?
Ari?
What?
I know occasionally you like having some marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah? Get
the
high and go to that?
You passed up the opportunity to be in outer space for 2 hours,
yes,
and get high during it.
During
wait,
the theater.
And you really feel like you're in outer space?
My mind.
The theater, like, listen, the theater experience, it's still playing right now. If you have a chance.
I do have a chance. That's all full of chances.
I hope plans don't fall through.
You should literally should go and watch this thing in IMAX. It is one
don't
movie.
Don't fuck this up, man. I'm telling you.
It is the
in
best.
In IMAX?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go while I'm in Chicago still. During the day.
If you, yes.
If they, yes.
If it's still out there before the Oscars, they're going to keep playing it again.
Oh, today. Yeah.
So you should go and see it in IMAX.
When are the Oscars?
The first week of March, very soon, coming up pretty soon.
I don't know when I got to release this.
Yeah, and I don't promote drug use, but get high before the
get
movie.
Get high and go
I
see Gravity.
See,
and
I,
you
I
think
I
it's best director?
It. Yeah.
I think he'll win best director for what he did in that movie. I would like to see Scorsese win, but
is
I
it
think,
March 2nd? Sunday, March 2nd?
Yeah.
You feel like you're in outer space.
Sunday, March 2nd, so I got to release this before.
Yeah.
Like the 24th.
I do think that Scorsese should win, but I think that Cuarón's going to win.
You think Scorsese should win over...
Yeah. I do. I think that
you
Scorsese
should win.
Have a thing.
I
man.
Think Scorsese did. In fact, again, from what and I've continued
like
to use
accent.
Bunch of fives.
Yeah,
get out of this car. It's great on vacation.
It's a 15, man.
There's a six. What?
That's a 15.
And justifiably, the six got to sit in the front seat.
Yeah,
that's how
it's
things
like
should
volleyball.
Work.
They're just rotating seats.
Uh-huh. I got a beer with them too. So grab it. See if we can get
it's an
score.
Average of like 5.2.
No, what you do is you like, hey, combine 15, you guys can fight.
So rude.
Yeah.
Feminists are going to block me.
What?
they already up. Have. Don't
yeah.
worry.
Oh, yeah. You're their Wolf
episode
of Wall Street.
Two.
So you think Wolf of Wall Street, Scorsese will win. Why?
No. I think he should win. I do think that Cuarón will win.
Why? Why do you think that guy will win, the Gravity guy?
Because Christian Harloff is kind of crazy.
You think
right
he'll
now.
Win, too.
I think Alfonso Cuarón is going and should win.
Why? Why?
Because Gravity is a cinematic experience like I've never felt before. Wolf of Wall Street was really good, but...
So say by just, direction itself.
Yeah. By directing.
Direct.
That's why I thought I was so upset that fucking... what's his name? Tarantino lost to fucking...
Who? For Django Unchained?
No. That movie was just okay.
For Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, lost to the Zemeckis movie.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
For Best Director?
But did Zemeckis win?
Yeah, best
I
director.
Did
wow.
Win.
He only won best screenplay. And I'm like, dude, the direction in Pulp Fiction was so amazing. The shit he told underneath.
I really like Forrest Gump, man.
But the direction.
Directing of.
But it's the movie with the kid who drinks a lot of Dr. Peppers.
He drinks a lot of Dr. Peppers.
And he's got to pee. Remember that movie?
That's a good movie. Say it's best movie. Fine. Feel good movie of the year. Best movie. But not best direction.
And then he
Tarantino
got the shrimp and boat for a while.
He won for best screenplay last year.
Oh.
Makeup.
Tarantino.
Makeup.
Yeah. but I do again. Yeah, I think
they love doing that. By the way,
that,
they love the makeup calls.
That Cuarón.
God, they do. And like for this, he's won it. This isn't the best. Oh,
yeah. All right. So best. So who's best actor?
And so wait. Why, so Cuarón actors, wins best. But wait. Scorsese doesn't have like best direction and things. He has like, an amazing direction.
I think it's because here's another.
I mean, what he did in Goodfellas is amazing.
But this is.
You think good mafia movie. But like no, he's doing good directing stuff underneath that, telling
again,
another story
the quote,
with his
the
cuts.
The quote that I keep using from Leonardo DiCaprio was the fact that this guy is 70 somewhat years old and he's still making.
I don't care about that.
He's still making punk rock. Is what he said. He said he's 70 years old, still making punk rock.
Wow. Yeah.
The fact that the guy can go ahead and you look, he still has that energy and that. Like,
I don't think you give him extra bonus for that. That's why girls, think girl comics are better than they are.
No.
Because you don't
not
expect much of him. It doesn't matter if
but
he should be 77.
But look at the guy we were just talking about.
Yeah, give it up. But that's not why you should win an award for best thing. Just because we wouldn't expect it from you.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. But the fact that he can go out there and do it, and the fact that he's out there
without
doing
shitting
it,
his pants.
Right? No, right. Without needing help on the way over. But he that he still has that vision, and that he's still be able to put together those meetings and say, okay, listen, I want this is the kind of shot I want. I want it to be as crazy as this. He hasn't let like, grandfather time go. No, I don't want the cocaine in the ass. He said, put more cocaine in the ass.
It's all great, and there's going to be a hall for the consolation for the second place guys, and he can give a speech then because Alfonso Cuarón is winning best.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you who I think should win. All right, best supporting actress.
Wait, so what do we do? What do we do? Best screenplay. What is best screenplay?
Best adapted screenplay or best original?
No, screenplay. I said we're not going to ignore adapted screenplay. They probably announced that beforehand anyway.
Best original screenplay was American Hustle.
American Hustle. Wait, hold on. Let me stop you. Let me stop right there. The American Hustle billboards. Remember them at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember Amy Adams on that?
Yeah.
Doesn't she look like Amy Schumer in that billboard?
She does a little bit,
Yeah, every time I pass it on a subway, I'm like, what the? Oh, yeah, it's not her.
No.
And I asked Schumer about that. She goes, oh, I haven't seen one. I'm like, don't you take a subway? Oh, yeah, you don't. Oh, you don't take a subway. Okay, yeah.
There was a random billboard of a guy that looked exactly like me.
Like you?
Oh, yeah.
It's for some Amazon.com
show. But he doesn't look like you normally. It was just that shot.
He had a beard.
I looked at pictures of the guy.
It was freaky.
Yeah. Microsoft had a fat Tobler. Fat Brant Tobler.
Really?
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
I like Brant.
All right. American Hustle, Blue Jasmine.
Let me picture each one of these. American Hustle, okay. Blue Jasmine.
Yeah. Dallas Buyers Club.
And that's where McConaughey got AIDS.
Super skinny, yeah.
Okay. He didn't get AIDS. His character got AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, I misread that headline. Okay.
He's about to give him some medicine.
All those
fine,
cards you wrote to Matthew McConaughey, he doesn't have AIDS anymore.
Nebraska.
Interesting. And Nebraska. And Nebraska is a black and white movie. This is the best screenplay.
Yes.
So let me think about this. American Hustle. Yeah. Her could win it.
I'm gonna have a will win and should win for this
one. Yeah, me too.
So what was the other three?
You got American Hustle, Blue Jasmine, Dallas Blue Buyers Jasmine. Club, Blue her Jasmine and could Nebraska. Win it. I don't think Blue Jasmine will win.
Especially I thought Blue Jasmine was far more interesting after I left. Now they can't give it to him.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm going to go with, I think her should win, but I think American Hustle is going to win.
Really?
Or would you say, he just answered for me.
My parents went to go see Wolf of Wall Street. My conservative, Orthodox Jewish parents, very conservative people who never go to see movies. Yeah. Go every like 5 years, go to a movie. Snuck into American Hustle afterwards.
What did they see? They saw Wolf and then American Hustle?
That or vice versa.
Either way, they're
either way, and she goes,
hours.
"Yeah, we were there for like 8 hours."
Holy shit!
I was like, "What did you hide in the bathroom?" Right. And she goes, "What hide? We're like old.
Yeah,
we just walked right in. No one looked at
us." Honestly, whenever I go to a movie theater, that's why I tell all the security working there is, "I'm going to look out for the Jews because they're going to sneak in, and you're not going to suspect them, and you're going to think they bought a ticket, but they didn't."
Right.
The last time I snuck into Mulholland Falls after I saw
that
David Schwimmer movie, The Pallbearer, and it was so bad that me and all my friends were like, this is bullshit. We paid for that? No. Yeah. We should get our money's worth. And so we snuck in. And Kate Hicks, my first girlfriend, who was super Christian, wouldn't. She went out, bought a ticket, met us in there.
She wouldn't do it, huh?
She wouldn't do it. She's like, I'll come with you guys, but I'll pay for
another
ticket.
When we first started doing this, we'd go to the Grove, and if we had to see like three movies for the weekend, we'd pay for one to see the other two.
Yes, why?
And we're Christian. I think I bet you Christians do that.
You ain't Christian. You just say you're Christian.
That's just my name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He is Christian.
Yeah. So,
you think it should be her, which is the movie where River Phoenix falls in love with his iPhone.
Yeah.
With Siri and his iPhone.
Yeah, but let's give him some credit. She's voiced by Scarlett Johansson, so it makes sense.
Just voice. You don't see her, right?
No, but people were talking about her getting nominated because she was so good in it. But
I think, what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is my version of what an ingenue is. Because an ingenue is someone who is not good looking, but everyone just says they're good looking.
I disagree.
She just has good features. Oh, look at that hair. Yep.
And she's also walking sex.
Once you play the ugly girl in a movie or a TV show, you are that forever. I cannot reimagine you as that.
Freaks and Geeks?
No. not Ghost World. The one with the other girl, and they worked at like a comic book shop. Art students loved it.
Really?
Ghost. Fucking look it up.
Ghost in a Shell?
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's an independent movie. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe Christina Ricci might have been the other girl. Parker Posey.
I'll tell you what my version of what
So you play the ugly girl in that? Forget it. Jennifer Love Hewitt, listen to me. What I'm telling you. Minnie Driver, listen. If you start as the ugly girl, I'll never see you as anything but that.
I don't find attractive in the slightest.
Why would you? She believably played the ugly girl. So did Jennifer Love Hewitt. Beat it, neighbor. No one wants to talk to your face now.
Neighbor.
Scott Wolf is here. Go. Even Lacey Chabert played a 12-year-old that was hotter than Jennifer Love Hewitt on that show.
Party of Five?
Yeah.
Did you sound like you watched a lot of Party
Ghost
of
World.
Five.
Oh, Ghost World.
Yeah.
Wow, shockingly close. Girl? Who was the other girl?
No, it's her. It was Christina Ricci, for sure.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Scarlett Johansson.
See, I think Christina
was
Ricci.
Was Scarlett Johansson? If not, I'll pull back.
No, I know that it is.
It was,
it is.
Okay.
I think Scarlett Johansson's a lot hotter.
The other girl was Steve Buscemi. Oh, wait. Thora Birch.
Thora Birch. Yeah, what happened to her?
American Beauty, right?
Brad. The late Brad Renfro.
The ugly girl on American Beauty.
She showed her cans and she didn't. She wasn't so ugly anymore.
Yeah.
And the late
she was the black hair girl,
she
right?
She takes off her top and then her tits are just impossibly big. It's like, where were you hiding those?
Oh, Christina Ricci? Yeah.
No, Thora Birch. It's like, where Thora were Birch. Those in the rest of the movie?
Yeah. And the chick from Slums of Beverly Hills. Her cans are impossibly big.
Yeah.
Well, Natasha Leone?
You want some new cans to look at? The chick from True Detective.
Really?
Oh, man.
Cans.
Yeah, episode two.
That's the kind of way that enjoy movies in New York. Oh, that one girl had great cans. I leave.
All right. So welcome back to Ari's podcast. We talk about girls with cans on this show.
Okay, so you think it should be her, but it will be...
Hustle.
I think it'll be Hustle, yeah. And I don't think Hustle... I think Hustle's the most overrated movie ever.
Do you think they've already voted to know who's going to win the top one? So like, hey, guys, we can't let this movie go without winning anything, so we got to give them some award.
I don't know if they actually may have already voted.
No, they definitely already voted. Do they know who's going to win and then say, okay, I'd like to change my vote?
I don't think they can do that. No, the guys from
PricewaterhouseCoopers have that shit.
And do you think they know? They must know that certain people are definitely going to win a bunch of awards, movies. So I'm going to give it my other votes to some other guy because I think, I don't know.
I don't know. Because the funny thing is what people don't realize also is that it is made up by a bunch of old farts as well, too. But there are a lot of younger people the Academy.
Who is it? Who votes?
I mean, Sean Astin was on the committee at one point.
Rudy?
Yeah. Like he was on our show and he was an Academy voter. Like there are people like actors and producers and it's not just a
Do they ever get regular people or how about film teachers in college? Do they get people like that? Who can appreciate direction on another level that you're like,
yeah, I don't know how to actually get into the Academy of Motion Picture Sciences. I don't know how to do that.
Right.
It's right there, right? On La Brea?
Or
Western? It's one of those up streets right before you turn around.
I thought it was on La Brea, but
it's on Vine.
Is it on Vine?
Mine. Yeah.
Let's.
I don't even know where the building is. So I'm probably not going to vote.
You just saying. Okay.
All right. So we got through directing and screenplay. Supporting actress.
No, wait. What did we say? Directing. Oh, you did say. Okay.
Yeah.
Supporting actor.
Supporting actress or actor.
You know what? Let's switch it up and let's do actor first for a change, and let's make the supporting actress the most important role.
Feminists already wrote their letters. They're already in the mail to you.
Supporting actor.
I love how they do supporting actress first, as if it's like, guys, obviously this isn't the most important
one. Well, let's get the dame out of the way.
Yeah. You got Jonah Hill. You want to get the girls out of the way or what?
No, guys, out of the way. We'll do it.
Jonah Hill, Wolf of Wall Street.
Jonah Hill from the Wolf of Wall Street. People said they really enjoyed him.
People
said he was amazing.
He sounded like I'm very critical on people with New York accents. Yeah. He sounded like every person I went to high school with.
God,
he
those people so are good. So annoying, those accents.
But he was so, fuck you. He was so
they are, man.
He was so good.
Why we ain't gotta, it's just he, like, you know
was,
what it is.
He was so good. He was so good in that role, and he was obnoxious. He committed to it 100%. You could tell he got paid shit. He got paid like $30,000 to be in that movie.
Why?
Because they didn't want him. They didn't want him for the role, and DiCaprio.
He said, I'm coming under.
DiCaprio
somebody else?
No. DiCaprio was stood up for him.
He ain't getting no $30,000.
Jonah Hill told the story on Stern.
He didn't get no $30,000.
That's what he said on Stern.
He might have gotten $30,000 a fucking day in per diem and said it was regular $50,000.
That's what he said. And Stern said the same thing you just said. So, like.
He got points.
All right, I'm just
no way.
I'm just
points
telling you.
Usually.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll get a lower salary, but I know there's going to be a hit, so how about I take 30% of the whole thing?
His career, because of all the nominations and everything that he's got now, he's made so much money just on that alone, like bumps and
remember when they had the guy in Brokeback Mountain was in it, and he was like, no, you paid me because what?
Gyllenhaal?
No, third guy, the guy that hired the two of them.
Oh, okay.
Remember him?
No, I never saw the movie.
Either.
I didn't want to put myself through that.
You didn't want to. You were afraid you were going to get a boner.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are exactly correct. I want to watch it and have feelings. It's like mayonnaise. I've never had mayonnaise, but why do I need to introduce that into my life?
It's a bad condiment to bring up for that.
He was a legit actor, you know, but he goes, hey, guys, I did this movie on a lower level because you said this was an independent movie,
right?
And it made $100 million, right. And it was not an independent movie. It's a fucking studio. You owe me more money.
Right.
So maybe he did one of those. It was like, give me the fucking points.
Maybe.
Martin Scorsese.
So he's nominated.
All right, okay, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I was already going to say good things about him because I just saw him in
Moneyball.
No, but This Is the End. Yeah, and he was like, hi, when he said, hi, God, it's me, Jonah Hill from, what did he say from?
Moneyball, right?
From Moneyball, yeah. It's me, Jonah Hill from Moneyball. Listen, I just wanted to play. And when he's praying, and I was like, "That's but this the 30,000 that lie to lie."
So you want
and
to
if
lose.
It's not an outright lie, it's a misleading
that?
The public.
So you want him to lose?
You know, you didn't get paid no $30,000.
All right, so
ain't no way.
So we want him to lose.
Brogan got $50,000 for Zookeeper. You ain't getting no $30,000 for a Scorsese movie.
Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club.
Loved, loved, loved that movie, that show he did on MTV.
What the hell was that?
The one with Claire Danes.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
My So-Called Life. Yeah.
My,
so what
right,
did he do?
I forgot he was in that. He was in Dallas Buyers Club.
The Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah,
best supporting actor. How was he?
He was great.
He was great?
Yeah, he's great. He's going to win.
He plays a cross-dresser.
Yeah.
He's going to win.
And he plays it well.
Yeah,
really if you're well. Flamboyant, it always plays better, too.
But it's also because it wasn't just like him like putting on a dress and running around. He brought a really human element to like what.
Was it deep? Like Tu Wong Fu deep?
No, no. Well, yeah, he was no Patrick Swayze.
he's more like Wesley Snipes than Swayze in that.
Yeah, but he won the Golden Globe.
And I think he will win and should win.
How many Golden Globe winners do then not go on for the same category, do not go on to win an Oscar
it's
for that
rare.
Same thing.
I mean,
how, like, once a year, twice a year?
I don't know. It's
once every few years?
I'd like
years.
To know, check what the actual percentages are.
I bet it's in the high, mid-high 60s.
About, 60%?
Yeah. You'd have to
don't
say,
go on to win
if,
that.
If they will go
they
on
will
to win.
Go on.
If you win the Golden Globe, you have like about a 60% chance.
And the other 40% has to be split up between the other 4 to 10 nominees.
There's also different categories of Golden Globe where they do like comedy and musical, and then they do
drama. So that you can't, obviously, if it's comedy and musical. Right. And why are those combined, idiots?
They should
each other.
By the way, there should be a best comedy department. In
why not?
Absolutely.
Or they should just consider
why not? Because there's a lot of comedy, so why not just nominate them for what? You wanted more awards? You nominated 10 people for fucking best movies?
Right.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah. It's like eight. It can be not even ten.
You nominated five best comedies
this year. I know.
Why would you not?
All right, so here you go. Yeah, Michael Fassbender, 12 Years a Slave.
Hold on, this is best supporting actor. Yeah. And how was he, Michael Fassbender? Was he the slave owner?
Yeah,
the bad one.
Yeah, no, he.
This
guy is like one.
Who's Michael Fassbender?
He was in the movie Shame. Did you ever see the new X-Men movie, X-Men First Class?
Was he the guy who killed the guy in Lost's daughter?
The guy in Lost. He was not in Lost. He was in Lost.
Oh
no.
Okay.
But he was in the movie. Did you see the new X-Men movie?
No.
X-Men First Class. He was played by Magneto in that.
Fassbender. Everybody's talking about.
He was in Shame.
He was in Glorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards. What was he in Glorious Bastards? He was a German.
No.
Oh.
Well, he was the good German.
The German they recruited.
In the bar.
Okay. I know who he is now.
Okay.
Yeah, love him.
Yeah,
he went from a Nazi turncoat to a hard-driving slave owner.
And dude, the rumors on this one, whether or not you want to say this is misleading the public or not, he actually owned slaves
to get ready for this movie. Went to Abu Dhabi.
But what happened was he was apparently in watching dailies, which is footage from the film, and he was so disgusted with himself that he could get to that place, he passed out while watching the footage.
Because he was so moving as a bad guy.
He was disgusted by himself and the place that he was able to go to that dark place. So
I'm trying to think if I can believe that or not.
It's tough.
I think that's probably more bullshit than the 30,000.
It's kind of like when your friend says, I got a standing ovation. I'm like, dude, two people stood up.
Right.
Stop it. Wait till it really happens, then brag about
it. He's not the one saying I passed out.
Who said it?
It was like rumors from the set.
Nah. Here's what I think happened. He might, at best, and I don't know if that's true, he got lightheaded or something and had to like take a knee.
He didn't actually fall.
Right. That would definitely move up. It would happen here, too. If something happened, somebody like, did you hear Harloff fainted?
Right.
It would definitely happen.
Harloff died last night.
Yeah. If it's not from him, absolutely not. Don't believe that. Do not believe that.
Bradley Cooper, American Hustle.
Bradley Cooper from
Because
American
of his
Hustle.
Wig alone, he shouldn't have been nominated.
Okay.
Yeah. Should not
have
been
nominated. I thought he was really good in it. I don't think it was worth a nomination.
Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street?
For like 15
minutes. In the commercial, though, right?
It's hard enough to be a supporting actor.
I would have much rather seen Daniel Brühl, who was in Rush. He should have been nominated.
Oh, that was a good movie.
F1 movie
really
was great. Great movie.
Yeah, I gotta watch a lot. I start watching these on planes from now on.
Yeah, and definitely
then,
watch Rush. Don't
finally,
watch Gravity on a plane.
Don't.
See it in
the theaters. No, I'll go to that. Okay, Gravity.
Barkhead Abdi. Barkhad. I always call him Barkhead. Barkhad.
Wait, don't tell me what movie this is.
What's the Department of Homeland Security doing? And then I'll stop a guy like this from making the cinema in here.
That factors into the movie, actually. Guess what movie he's in.
What movie?
And guess what role he played in the movie.
That's right, Barkhad.
Oh, it's actor. Best supporting actor. I am going to go with customer service for her.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Play the computer.
Yes.
No, it's from Captain Phillips.
Oh.
I'm having trouble with my technology.
Yeah, like he couldn't get his Siri, so he had to call. And he's like, I'm sorry. Like, can I talk to an American? We are American.
My computer's not making me calm.
Okay.
Can you fix
Barkhad,
Barkhad Abdi.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now again, I'm going to say that I actually would like to see Michael Fassbender win.
But I think that...
Yeah, has he ever won anything, Michael Fassbender?
He's been nominated, and I don't think he won for Shame.
People are starting to think of him as like, oh, he's maybe it's guy. A name we should know.
He's the guy... They're rooming him for all the big projects and everything. Dude. He's like he's a guy right now, like a De Niro. He's like the young De Niro.
When a name's been out there without an award, people look at him and say, oh, has he not won one yet?
It's like LeBron before he won the title.
Yeah,
it's
and like, people are like, oh, we got to give him one. That's when Wesley Snipes won. They're like, oh, we got to give him one.
Fassbender's like, a guy that you're going to see
not a lead actor, man.
He'll be around the Oscars like almost
every year. Okay, so people might say, hey, we got time with him. Like when A-Rod didn't win that MVP because they're like, you know what? He's 22. He's already hitting like this. He'll get on.
So, but I'm going to go ahead and say that Jared Leto is going to win. I'd like to see.
It's not Jared Leto.
I think the guy that played Rayon in Dallas Buyers Club should win. Will win. I'd be interested to see Fassbender speak.
Guy played Rayon in Who was that?
Jared Leto played. That was his name. Rayon. And
okay.
I like watching the speeches of guys that play despicable characters because I like to see their real reaction to the dude they had to play and like the whole I fainted because I hated myself so much.
Yeah.
It'd be really interesting Oscar speech to watch. But I think Leto's got this one in the bag.
Okay.
In the bag.
I agree.
I'm more likely now that I think about it to believe Jonah Hill's stupid lie.
That's what I said.
Than his stupid lie, especially now that I know it came from them.
Best support. All right, so supporting actress. You got Sally Hawkins from Blue Jasmine. She played the sister.
Hold on. You guys have to type up and give me all your picks so I can put them on my website.
That's fine.
Okay.
So, guys, if you want to see these picks, if you want to get them all later, go to arithegreat.com, and they'll be there.
Is that the end of the podcast?
No, it's not at all. But I'm just saying, we're in the middle somewhere. No.
Very quick, abrupt wrap-up.
But I realize, I'm like, oh, I should, like, you guys differ. I'm not going to remember these. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I think we both agree on most, but just our different opinions on who we want to win.
Okay.
We'll disagree on a couple.
Do you guys have people you root for that you don't think are going to win, but you really would like to see win?
Yeah. I mean,
just like a sports team.
Just like that one. Right. I mean, I'd like to see Fassbender win. I don't think he's going to.
Very rare that I get passionate about this stuff. Yeah. Like, man, I got to see this guy win.
But are you like, well, I like that guy. I'd like to see him win one. Or are you like, no, he was the best.
I just think that...
I always want the best. I don't care about sentimentality when it comes to awards. I want you to have earned it more than anybody else.
Okay. I really think that Fassbender just took himself to a place that... humans don't go to now.
The Christian, whatever
not
his
anymore.
Name is from.
That's what I'm saying. They used to go there all the time.
I'm saying now. They don't go there anymore. He went to a place like, again, like, and not
the German guy won in Inglourious Bastards, right?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz, and he won last year, too.
For
Django.
He's pretty good in Django.
He won two in a row.
And now what's his name?
Leonardo
wasn't nominated?
No, I guess they hate him. The Academy.
Why? He was really good in that.
Nominated this year. So
I don't appreciate acting enough, but I'm like, dude, he was good.
Great. And he was even better in Wolf of Wall Street.
He was phenomenal in Wolf of Wall Street. We'll get to that in a second.
All right. So supporting actors, you got Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine.
Sally Hawkins.
She was the sister.
Boo. I thought she was bad.
Yes, my wife did.
She was over the top. They're like, what are you doing? Who cast her?
Wow. Who nominated her?
I thought she was bad.
I think Woody Allen probably cast her.
I think she got nominated just based on the Woody Allen Association.
Yeah.
But I thought she was a bad actress in this.
All right. Mm. Well, then you got
won the Golden Globe, right?
No.
No way.
She didn't win it for...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They should announce who comes in last. Really, like, last.
Yeah. I want, like, the Heisman Trophy breakdown. I want to know who voted, the region.
This person didn't get a single vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, have people say, here's why I voted.
It'd be interesting to see, though, like these are, like Academy members 60 and older voted for this guy.
Oh, yeah, but here's why it'd be a problem if they give individual numbers, names. This is what they do in the Hall of Fame things, too. Then they all start... writing articles on why they wrote it this way, and then later they start voting based on how they're going to write an article about it later.
Okay, so then you got Jennifer Lawrence from American Hustle. I don't think she should have been
Jennifer
nominated.
Lawrence / Amy Schumer from American Hustle.
That's
Amy Adams.
Oh, okay. Jennifer Lawrence
for American Hustle.
Okay.
You
don't think she...
I really like her. I think the Academy right now is handing her awards for literally just showing up. She
really?
Yeah, because she, first of all, she's way too young to be in this role.
She's that girl.
23 years old.
Who was the girl from Pearl Harbor?
Kate Beckinsale.
Was in Pearl Harbor. Jennifer Lawrence is the Hunger Games.
Who was the girl married to the guy from Beautiful Mind?
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Okay. No. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence is a girl from Hunger Games.
She was good in that other movie where she was crazy.
Great. And she deserved to be nominated and win.
She won.
Silver Linings Playbook.
She won for that. Oh, yeah. She was solid.
She was great.
Jiggly. Yeah.
Now, with this movie, though, I think she was way too young for the role. She was clearly acting.
I'm telling you, people get makeups. The people who didn't nominate her last year, I missed the boat.
So then you got Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave.
She was the girlfriend of the slave who was trying to hunt her down
Not a girlfriend, but like a friend. She becomes like...
Yeah, she was like a girl. She was like 12 years old.
Fassbender's like... Fassbender like is like...
Kind of like his rag doll.
Yeah, like...
He rapes her and stuff?
He sleeps with her, and then his wife like throws like glass in her face. Just really this abuse, like this poor woman.
Sarah Paulson was great in that movie too, as the as Fassbender's wife, who just is such a bitch to this girl.
Really? Sarah Paulson's sister,
white devil,
Liz Paulson. Very successful commercial casting director.
That's right, that's true.
Oh, that's her sister?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Then you got Julia Roberts for August, Osage County. Probably the best Julia Roberts
that was
been in a
chick,
very long time.
That was a
time.
Chick movie?
It's a chick movie. Play, based off a play.
Based off a play, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
People like that movie, though, right?
I thought it was. I thought the movie was really good. I thought Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts were phenomenal.
I
thought it was clearly a play on film.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. I'm like, guys, you got to adapt this. Yeah. You can't just do the play, just have a couple extra angles.
But that being said, I thought the performances were great. And I actually liked Julia Roberts better than Meryl Streep in this movie. I thought that Julia Roberts was the most like tuned in she's been into a role in a long time.
Yeah. She was finally, going up against the queen.
Yeah, and then finally June Squibb for Nebraska.
Okay, Nebraska's not going to win anything, right? Maybe they won one award.
I mean, I think
they're not nominated for a lot, though. That's three things already.
Its award is that it got nominated.
June Squibb has an outside shot. Like, if she won, I wouldn't be surprised because she's like 85.
Mm-hmm.
So if she won, I wouldn't be surprised. Although,
people are like, oh, that's cute. Did the girl from Titanic win? The old lady?
No. I think Lupita Nyong'o will win for 12 Years a Slave.
I got to look at this again. I think June Squibb has a shot. I think Sally Hawkins has a shot.
Who's Sally Hawkins? No way. From Blue Jasmine. She was bad. She was actively bad.
I think it's probably Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah, Lupita Nyong'o. So
I really want to go against you and pick something else to make it interesting, but I think
it seems like it's pretty... Yeah, it's support. So we're supporting actor, we did. Now we get to actress. Best actress.
Okay, hold on. Best actress. Yes.
You got Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine.
She was great.
Phenomenal.
Sold the becoming fucking Kravitz.
Yeah.
Like, you can see her, like, oh, she's going to become, in about three more years, she'll be that Kravitz
person.
Her
hair's falling out.
She'll be on the street.
More impressive because she had to act against that awful Sally Hawkins.
Oh, God.
Well, plus,
I get what she was doing. Like, I'll be bubbly. And it's like, I get it, but it's overboard, man.
She has a lot
of... If it's commercial, fine, but it's the fucking an hour and a half.
It's an Olive Garden commercial.
It's not enough time work. It's annoying.
Her and Kravitz also have shared stage time with Dice. Okay, so we have...
That's right. Good point.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock for what?
Gravity.
Gravity. And how was the acting in Gravity?
Do
they just sit there and do nothing?
No, I think that some people think it's just based on special effects, Gravity, and that's all it is. And I don't think so at all. I think that it really is a human story about finding your soul. And like I thought Sandra Bullock was incredible in the role. I don't think she'll win, but this was incredible.
The acting does tend to get outshined simply because of the spectacle that you're witnessing.
Yeah, now sometimes is it you're overcome by the acting because you're like, okay, remember in Happiness? You guys ever see Happiness?
No.
Yeah.
Todd Solondz movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this scene where Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Is he calls chicks on the phone and he just starts jerking off. And says, "Hey, what do you what we'd like to talk to you about?" And just starts getting the talk and then jerks off. Right. And he likes this girl down the street or in the different hallway or something in his apartment, and he can't. And it's that chick from Twin Peaks who was in a lawyer show later. She's coming here all the time.
Shit. I know who you're talking about.
Linda Fiorentino?
No.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Someone with a Kim or something?
Kay West?
I know who you're talking
West?
About.
No,
Kay West?
No, not Kay West. No, she was just a customer here. Brenda Zizi was friends with her.
Yeah, I know.
Anorexic. She had anorexia rumors
Brody
for a
Stevens
long time.
Yeah, recognized her and he was really excited.
Yeah,
about it.
She was cool.
But it's a name. It's not Linda Fiorentino, but it's a three-namer. It's a three-names.
Look up Twin Peaks.
Well,
Laura Flynn Boyle, yes.
Yes.
So he loves Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yeah.
Before the tremendous weight loss, too.
Yeah.
So she was pretty hot. She wouldn't give him a time of day. That's a nerd.
She should have said the movie Threesome.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the chick from Boston Legal, the fat chick who was in that, I forgot her name. She's been here once. Catherine Mannheim. So she goes out of her way to try to, like, talk to Philip Seymour Hoffman. And she knocks on his door. It's like, hi, I'm just, like, she, like, puts herself out there. It's like, I'm introducing myself. I live downstairs. Here's a pie. He's like, what? What do you want? He's like, no, I just thought. And she's like, all right, fine, thank you. And she closed the door in his face. And then there's a shot from way down the hallway. This is Todd Solondz. He's good. From way down the hallway. So you see her real small on camera. And she just sort of stands there. and then like sighs and like slowly turns back and walks. And now a lot of that, what you feel bad for her, because you really do, a lot of that was based on directing.
Right, yeah.
And not based on her nailing the acting scene.
But
how about this with what's her name?
Gravity Bullock.
Yeah, where like, is some of that acting helped because your emotion is higher because of the special effects?
Of course, but I mean, that I think.
Or is the acting really good?
No, I think it's harder because you're not actually in that. Like, when Kate Blanchett is acting against all these other people, they're really there in that room all playing pretend. When Sandra Bullock is in outer space, she's not in outer space. She's in some set on a fucking green screen, and she has to pretend that all this shit is around her that isn't. It's just tennis balls. So I think that takes a lot more effort.
Yeah.
I think her and Kate Blanchett are neck and neck. I think Blanchett will win this award. I think Sandra Bullock should, but I think it's like Daryl Green versus Willie Gault. It's really, really close.
I think Blanchett.
That was the 80s football.
Will
player.
Win. I think
fastest
she should.
She Kate Blanchett. Blanchett. Did you see her reading the tweets that fans say?
No.
Kim Azza saying where like celebrities read awful tweets that people have written about them. So somehow it'll be like somebody really good, like the Matt Damon was like, "You're a cunt. Your face is cunty. No one likes you." And then Kate Blanchett reads one. I forgot what it was, but it was like, Kate Blanchett is ugly. If you think you're wrong, you're wrong. She's UGLY. Then she looks up. She's like, really?
Yeah. I think she'll win, and I think she should win. I thought she was so good in that film. And I thought, well, the movie itself, I thought was okay, but she just did a...
That movie grew on me, but I'll talk about it when we get to Best Movie. Now, who else is nominated?
The rest of these losers.
Who else are these dumb girls who aren't going to win?
For Philomena. She's
Dame Judi Dench.
She got a shot.
What's Philomena?
Well. Philomena is a movie that we actually saw not too long ago, and it's
Best Adapted Screenplay.
Steve Coogan wrote it. Co-wrote it.
Who's Steve Coogan?
Very funny British comedian.
Yeah.
Didn't he do that thing about Hamlet too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
And again, it's a true story to where this woman, when she was younger in Ireland, had her. She
You'd
lived
love
in
this story because it villainizes
Catholic
nuns.
Here's a true story.
Yeah.
Here's a true story. They gave out free passes to Hamlet 2 in the back there. Really? Took like three of them to invite friends. Had them in my apartment for about 9 years.
No,
I didn't use them. Yeah,
threw them out.
I eventually threw them out. I'm like, I don't need these
free passes. But I had paid to see Hamlet 2 or at ArcLight prices, like $17. Then the next day, I was at the Comedy Store and I saw the free passes. I'm like, oh. Shit. But I was happy I paid because it was good to see that. And Elizabeth Shue's in it as Elizabeth Shue, and she will never be ugly to me.
No, me too.
So anyway, that's best.
Karate
actress.
Kid, right?
That's where she started. And Adventures in Babysitting.
And Melrose Place. Wait. Who else we get? Will you tell me a true story about somebody?
Are we talking about Philomena?
True story.
True story is basically this woman lived in a convent when she was younger. She got knocked up when she was like 14 by some dude at a fair.
And nice,
then hot. She gets maybe the nuns let her raise the kid there for a little bit, and then they just give away the kid.
For adoption?
It gets adopted by American parents.
And the girls do not want to give their kids away. They give it away, so then like years later.
This is a true story?
Yeah, just happened. True story. So
they disavow like it never happened.
So years later, this
Catholics,
Steve Coogan plays
Catholics.
A
That's
reporter.
What I said.
That's like the best thing they've done, too.
At least the child
didn't get hurt.
No,
shouldn't have gotten
done.
Started on this. Yeah. I was trying to get past Philomena. Yeah. I knew it. But anyway, so Coogan helps her out, like kind of investigate where her son was, what happened to him, and it's like the investigation in between her and trying to figure out who her son was and meeting him and all.
Find him when she's old.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's really good.
A rabbi.
Did they find him?
Become a rabbi. I don't want to spoil it.
No one's gonna see that movie.
That's not true.
Someone's gonna see Philomena.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's a good
airplane
movie.
On TV. It's gonna be good. I'm telling you.
Do you think people are really going to see Philomena?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be on TV and people are going to be like, you know what I just watched? It's a movie
called
Philomena.
You're going to get sucked in.
Yeah. I've started doing this thing. All right, truck. Enough
Shut
is enough.
The fuck up.
I've started doing this thing where I'm like, let me just give me the spoiler because maybe it'll make me watch it. Maybe it'll make me watch it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
How many movies was he in?
I always want to interrupt. I know we were telling stories before.
Right here, bro. How he's not what's it called when you don't have a green card?
Illegal.
He's illegal. He's still here. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be broadcast, Paul. I think you kind of keep that under the rug.
Yeah. No, he's legal. Tell him.
Are you legal?
I'm illegal. Yes, I am.
Yeah, maybe you got a point there.
You heard it here first, guys, on Ari's on Skeptic Tank.
Hey, I put on pause. Yes. What would you like to say, Paulie?
Can you tell them to tweet at me to tell me where to distribute it since you won't fucking text me back about it?
What did you text Ari about?
Yeah.
Just about distribution.
iTunes, man.
That's it?
And on your own website.
And that's it.
Yeah, Stitcher, the other ones, but it's like 60% Stitcher. People, 60% of people get.
He's the one who got me into it. And he won't even help me out.
Once you release it, people will tell you.
Open for me when you first came out here.
You gave me $20 a shift to do that. It was the worst
shift.
It was pretty good crowds, though. It was a pretty good crowds. I got laid out of it like two or three times.
It was merch, dude. We did merch.
Oh yeah, we did do merch.
I don't know who was worse at merch. You or Matt Edgar?
Probably Matt Edgar. He's bad.
I'd be willing to guess Matt Edgar.
What makes someone bad at merch? Just sitting around, not trying to sell it.
Just not wanting to be there.
Not wanting to be there at all. Oh. Renazisi's are good. He was like,
he was good.
Cotton, 100% cotton t-shirts, made in America.
How much of it did he take for himself?
Paulie would do this thing where, as you were selling merch, it was your responsibility to sift through hot girls for him.
Yeah.
And so,
it's like a combo thing.
Yeah, and he'd be like, get their numbers, and if they're hot, we should ask them to like hang out later.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And so he would look over as he was taking pictures of. He would look over, and if you're talking to a hot girl, he'd be like, nod, like, get the number. But then sometimes you wouldn't be sure. It'd be like a Kansas City 7. So you're like, I don't know.
Right.
And so you look at Paulie, he would just give you the uh-uh. And that means like we could go for it if we wanted, but he wasn't interested.
We did have fun. A lot of different tours.
Yeah, we did a few.
Here and there.
Yeah. Got in trouble for opening it for you in Palm Springs.
Yeah,
almost fired all of us.
So distribution, just iTunes and Stitcher, you said?
Yeah, I don't know. Will tell you once you distribute.
No, you're the person.
No, I don't listen to podcasts.
Stitcher's
over.
What?
Stitcher's over. They're not even doing
it. How do you do it?
They're still doing it.
I just print out flyers and hand them out on the street. That's my.
Really? When you release it on iTunes, your fan, the people write in and go, hey, put it on this. Like, I have an Android.
Man, I'm just talking.
Okay, and that's how you'll know.
You put it on iTunes, Paulie, then you tweet the link, and you Facebook the link, and you MySpace it, and you Friendster. Yeah.
iTunes is the big
iTunes
one.
iTunes is the hub.
60% of everything.
And then what's the 40%?
Made up of like 30 other ones.
Right.
None of those matter, really.
They don't matter.
iTunes, and have it on your own website so people can download it directly.
All right, thanks.
And have good guests like me, Ari, and Christian.
We got it.
Yeah.
To do a host wrap with me upstairs.
Okay.
Ian's going to be there. Ian
Edwards? All right.
They're just host wraps.
Okay. What host wraps for what?
Host wraps for the interviews I already have in the can.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right.
I'm just going to talk about what they said.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Paulie.
Coffee or anything?
No, I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Did I interrupt
something? No, it's a, well, yeah, a podcast.
There is some part of me that is really happy about this fact, and there's another part of me that's kind of resentful and a little bitter and spiteful, is that he never asked me to go on the road with him.
Oh,
and it doesn't bother me, like, man, because that killed my career, because I actually have heard a lot of horror stories about going on the road,
career,
and it's hard, and
doesn't
it's like,
it doesn't
hotel,
matter.
And it doesn't matter at all, but it's like, motherfucker, you never asked me. You saw me go up. You saw me do well. You saw all my friends that I was with, and you asked some of them to go on the road.
Well, you take it as personal like attack? He really just had like three guys, and he's like, I got enough.
I think that's probably it, but it would have been nice to get the offer one time.
It's like company ego.
Because everyone takes his ego, like, what is that supposed to mean? And he's like, it means nothing. Like, well, he was like, there's one guy couldn't do it, and then like, oh, Harloff was walking by. Hey, Harloff, you want to open for me?
Right.
And then that was it. He wasn't like, let me decide who's the most worthy.
Never, it was never anything personal.
Fucking Paulie Shore didn't think it out.
That's why he doesn't run the club, because he doesn't think that way.
No, he doesn't.
But it's like, I literally gave that dude.
But I saw him at lunch. Let's have him spots.
I paid to see like 9 Paulie Shore movies when I was a kid. I probably contributed $84.
So he owes you. He owes you, yeah.
It'd be nice.
Some back. That's right, only five weekends. Okay.
All right. So here we go. So we left off, and we're on
best
to...
Best actress.
I need you to do host wraps for me.
Finished what? Actress.
Yeah. No.
We think it's between Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett, but the three
Sarah Bullock,
are.
Kate Blanchett. Who else was there? Philomena.
Yeah, Philomena. Yeah. Then you got the old lady for... what's her face?
The new Django.
The end of Philomena said the kid turned out to be Paulie Shore.
Yeah, you got Judy Dench, Amy Adams, Meryl Streep, Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett. We found out about the Streep monster.
Yeah, what about Streep?
The Streep's a monster. She is, but I don't think she's winning it this year.
I think
has she ever won one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Because I think Meryl Streep was the best performance of the year, but I
think... People are sick of her.
People, you think it's the best performance of the year?
Ari, it was so
in Oceaga?
Powerful. In August of Sage County.
I thought Judy Dench was better
so
this year.
Awesome.
I thought Kate Blanchett was much better. I think that Kate Blanchett wins for Blue Jasmine and deserves
the awesome power of Streep. But I think I think Blanchett wins slightly.
Do you think
over
they'll boycott Kate Blanchett because of Woody Allen? Not vote for her because of Woody Allen.
No, I don't think they're going to hold it against her. It's not her fault.
Okay,
that he's a creep on wheels. Okay, actor.
What if she brought him up to go up there to get the award?
The question is if she's going to thank him.
She's
obviously going to thank him.
Yeah,
She's going to pretend like she doesn't know about it.
But you can thank him in one of two ways. You can go up there and be like, thank the great Woody Allen and wait to see the applause. Or you can be like, thank you to Woody Allen and Andrew Dice Clay and Louis C.K. Right. And just kind of go name.
Here's my thing with Woody Allen. Obviously, nobody ever knows what happens anywhere except people that were involved.
Right.
But you gather the story from what you know from the details. It's not as simple as somebody accusing him of child abuse.
Right.
There's some more shit there to it.
There's definitely a
jaded wife.
Yeah. Right.
There's someone who's had a history of trying to get back at him. There's just a lot of stuff that it's like.
But on the other side,
Metzger said it once. I go, there's nobody else that came out. He was around all those people, and nobody ever said anything.
Right.
And then there's also like the misconception about him marrying his daughter when it's really just some girl that his
he adopted.
Yeah. He didn't adopt her. No,
it was her. It was her adopted daughter.
Yeah, and then she was 19 when they started hanging out.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, this 19-year-old girl's way hotter than you, Mia Farrow. I want to hang out. You made me hang out with her. Now I like her.
I like young Asian pussy. And Mia Farrow, I do too. One of those.
And like, is it creepy to date someone younger? Yeah, but I like hooking up with 19-year-olds. It's amazing. I get it. And then also, it's like, whatever it was that did happen or didn't happen, happened like 30 years ago. And it's not to say like, all right, cool, it doesn't matter, but like.
Why can't
that's not the same person. Like we're gonna vilify him now. It's like that time is done.
But on the flip side of that,
I think it's
because he never faced justice.
Wait, the flip side on that.
Because he never faced justice.
What happens if it is?
If it was 100% true. Let's say that. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
What
let's do that.
What else has he done in that 30-year period that we don't know about?
Right.
That's the thing.
People haven't come forward.
Yeah.
No one's come forward with allegations about Woody Allen.
I'm not saying. Look, I think you're
all waiting for the night before the Oscars.
That
maybe.
Who knows. But anyway.
It's like the Sandusky trial. They're all just waiting for the right time.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I do know I've heard people like falsely accuse people of rape, and it's just like, you got to take
their
side.
I'll say this, Woody Allen's an easy target. I mean, look at
the guy.
You got to
take the side of the victim or say, I'm out of it. So it's like, you can't win. You can only not lose. The Duke lacrosse players, they just ended up not losing, although they did lose a year. Just on fake.
Yeah, but you can't talk about, like, if you're applying for a job, you can't talk about those great times you had playing Duke lacrosse.
Yeah, now you can't because it's still got the stigma to it.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway, okay, let's get back into it.
Actor. So we have,
best actor.
Best actor, you got Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club, who won the Golden Globe. AIDS.
AIDS has got to be up there. Got to be up there.
Yeah. I always definitely mispronounce the guy's name. Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years
of Slave. That's pretty good.
He's the main slave.
Yeah.
Leonardo, he's the slave. It's been
Leonardo.
He's the guy
DiCaprio.
That's been 12 years as a slave.
Oh, so what happened with him?
What's the real story?
He was like free, and then somebody's like, "What you doing here? Oh, you're my slave." He's like, "No, I'm not."
He was a free man in New York, and he got swindled into doing a job. He was a musician, so they swindled him into a job, and they got him hammered, and then they knocked him out, and then they sold him off, and
I own the slave. I'm willing to sell him. He's like, "You don't own me."
Shipped him off into a boat, and then they got him, and they sold him off.
And they just made him land in like Jamestown or something.
Into the South, they shipped him into the South.
Yeah, powerful movie, man.
Yeah, how do you prove you're free?
He had to do it. That's the thing. Is back then, you know, with
people like, can I talk to human resources because I'm actually free?
There was no HR department,
and so that's the whole point.
He ended up, I mean, working really hard. And you got to watch the movie. You can't spoil that. Okay. We're not going to spoil Philomena. We're not going to spoil 12 Years a Slave.
But I
what? It's not just a big moment, like fucking Sixth Sense.
It's a big moment.
It's just like, tell me what the story, and I want to see the story told.
It's not the Bruce Willis thing. But.
It's not just a shock ending. They're like, that's why, or he was a girl.
You should experience this.
Yeah, fine, but it's like some of it's like, is it a gangster movie?
These are Oscar movies. Sorry, these aren't just movies that came out. These are Academy Award nominated.
Yeah, but a lot
films.
Of it's spoiled by the. Yeah, okay, fine.
All right, you live in New York. You got McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club.
AIDS, slavery.
Yeah. Leonardo.
They've got to be the top two.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why do they hate Leonardo DiCaprio?
They hate him so much.
But why?
This year he got nominated. I don't know. Maybe he fucked one
because
of their girlfriends.
Because he was so good. Oh, he got nominated because
he wasn't nominated for Django Unchained.
No.
Wow. But for Golden Globe, he was.
I think Golden Globe. Yes. Yeah. So all right. So DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street. Bruce Dern for Nebraska. And then,
that's that movie again, huh? Old, yeah. Black and white.
Yeah, and then Christian Bale.
Wow, that's four things it's been nominated for.
Christian Bale, American Hustle.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a fan of American Hustle overall. I liked it. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was overrated.
You didn't think it was great?
I didn't think it was great. I thought Christian Bale
was
great.
Christian Bale was great. I liked
Christian Bale's
a lot.
Great in almost... I mean, is there anything he's done where he's phoned it in?
No.
Because that happens almost every actor at some point. Yeah. Like even
De Niro,
the great ones.
You know, they
no,
have
De Niro, that's
of,
the end of their careers. They got bad.
I mean, Bale didn't even phone it in.
But I mean, like, here or there.
Salvation, and he could have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, here or there. Like, movies like that. Yeah. We're like, oh, I didn't try for this one. Yeah. You ever see an old movie on that channel, like, 5.1 or whatever those are? Those old movies, you know, on PAX TV or something.
Yeah.
And you see an old movie like, oh, this guy's in that? And you watch it, like, oh, this was not really... Jack Nicholson was not trying.
Yeah, he's not
here or there. They don't get up for it. Just like we don't get up for sets certain times.
Yeah, right. they're working out new shit.
Yeah, or they're thinking about some other thing. So, but Christian Bale never really phones it in.
No, he was great in the movie. Bruce Dern, who's been around for a very long time, obviously just is so good in this Nebraska movie.
Yeah,
he really is. I could see in a huge upset him winning because it's Dern. He's a little older. It's probably the last time he gets nominated.
It's the thing, which one's Bruce Dern?
Bruce Dern.
He's the old big tough guy.
I mean, yeah.
Old kind
of. Did he do the one with the bare knuckle brawling?
It's Clint Eastwood.
No.
Jack Palance.
No. There was some school, and I think Cuba Gooding Jr. was in it too.
Oh no, that's Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy. Yeah.
You're thinking of Gladiator.
Does he look like Bruce Dern?
No.
But he has similar names.
Yeah.
Dennehy, Bruce Dern. Yeah.
Laura Dern.
Who's Bruce Dern?
I'll show you a picture.
Laura Dern's dad. Remember the chick from Jurassic Park?
I do remember Laura Dern from. She was also in that movie. Was she in that movie where she played some super hot chick?
You know Bruce Dern.
She was.
No,
pretty,
with like a Sea of Love. Sea of Love? Wow, I don't recognize him at all. Do you have anything younger with him?
Let's see.
I do not recognize an old Bruce Dern.
Recent pictures.
By the way, I saw.
Nothing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Which one was that? What's that from? That's from this.
Nebraska.
Wow, what else is he in? Yeah, I recognize him from Nebraska.
Yeah, he was.
But I think this is between Edgeofor for 12 years and Matthew McConaughey.
But yeah. Bruce Dern normally would have been like, oh, wait, that guy's been around forever. We like him. We should have given him one.
I think there's a good chance.
Yeah, like Christopher Plummer got nominated.
No, a guy like Bruce Dern, if he's nominated for a supporting actor, he stands a way better chance.
Yeah, true.
But I'm saying if it's supporting actor, he stands a way better.
Supporting
it's like running for secretary
better
instead of president.
For sentimental reasons to win.
Oh, we can give him one. And who really gives a shit?
I'll tell you who
it's supporting.
Yeah.
Who I'm shocked didn't get a nomination here was Oscar Isaacs.
For what?
From Inside Llewyn Davis.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah.
He was great in it.
And what was that about?
It was about
folk singer in the early 60s.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't get nominated for anything?
No.
People talked about that.
It did. In Golden Globes, it did. But it got screwed in the Oscars.
He had a tough year. I think in most of the years, Oscar Isaac would be on the list. But
yeah, it was hard.
Who was the person that you most heard being talked about for an Oscar and did not get nominated?
I'd say Daniel Brühl for Best Supporting Actor.
I'd probably say Oscar Isaac.
And what was Daniel Brühl in?
Rush.
Rush didn't get on, but you thought he would. You're like, wow, really? I've heard so much talk about it.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of talk about it. And you think who?
Either Tom Hanks, or Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks for, and he wasn't in Gravity too, was he?
No, Tom Hanks was in Captain Phillips.
Who was in Gravity? Who was the guy in Gravity? George Clooney. Now, here's who I heard the most, and it's probably only because I'm a comedian. Andrew Dice Clay for Jasmine. Heard nonstop talk about how he should at least be nominated, but probably win an Oscar.
Can I ask you who you heard that from?
Tons of comics.
Oh, really?
Tons of them.
I thought you were going to say Andrew Dice Clay.
Then I saw the movie. And I was like, first of all, he's in fucking four scenes.
Yeah.
Second of all, what are you talking about? He's fine.
Yeah. He's good.
He's fine. He's good. Like yeah, but like, what are you talking about? This role could never have been nominated for anything.
No.
What are you talking about?
I think that people see a Woody Allen movie and they're like, we got to nominate everything associated with it.
And they say Dice doing something better than or different than what his normal stuff on stage. You're like, wow, that was really good. Same thing. Women comedy, same thing. Dice actor. People are like, well, for Dice, that's great.
I want to go on the road with them.
No, nobody wants to go on the road at this point.
All right, let's see.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think Pauly Shore should get nominated for Casino Man.
Yeah. Okay, so then
Consistently interrupting our podcast.
Yeah. So we got
bringing other people with them both times.
Yeah. I would like to see DiCaprio win. No thing's going to happen. I think McConaughey will win.
McConaughey for AIDS.
Yeah.
And you think?
I like McConaughey for AIDS. Slightly over Edgeofor.
For Black.
All right, so this is our final category.
How did he get free? How did he prove himself?
You got to see the movie. I'm not seeing the movie. Don't spoil here. You almost had me there.
It spoils more people that won't have ever seen it.
Who
knows? I want to just know what happened.
Well, they can Google it.
People can listen to a 2-hour Oscars podcast.
That's like saying
they can watch a movie for 2 hours.
No, they're doing this at work. That's like saying when you're in class and,
you're
discussing a book like F. Scott Fitzgerald's or maybe
like the great
Daniel Knowles, a separate piece. And you're like discussing, don't spoil it. I haven't read it. Like, no, spoil it. It's the only way I'm going to write the report.
Well, that's different.
It's the only way I'm going to write the report.
Well, you might have a lot of movie fans who want to.
That's true. That's true. I am releasing it a week beforehand.
But maybe they do.
I'll tell you.
No,
what.
They want to know.
I'm going to do this.
They'll hear this. And when they watch the Oscar, like, I heard this guy won because he got this.
Right,
he was a slave.
Tell you.
And they set him free when he found his papers. Turns out they were in his other pants.
And then they get confused.
For the next 10 seconds, here's what your listeners are going to do. For the next 10 seconds, if you haven't seen 12 Years a Slave and you want to, then this is a spoiler alert. 10 seconds.
Spoiler alert.
Right now.
Hold on. Let's give him a little bit more leeway.
Okay. If you're just tuning in.
Okay.
Okay, it starts 10 seconds.
Now we got to finish the 10 seconds because the other people are tuning back in now.
And then they're like, oh,
you're right. Okay, hey, everybody. If you're just tuning back in.
I'll be right back.
Are you really? If you're just tuning back in. Okay, the spoiler has not started yet.
You do the countdown.
The spoiler has not started yet. I'm going to make a loud noise when it's done.
It'll be 10 seconds.
So you can drop this to about a 1 in volume, and then I'll tell you when it's back on. But it's going to be about 10 seconds, starting now.
So Darth Vader is actually his father.
And he continues to try to contact people up north, and eventually somebody that he used to hang out with comes down and he sees them there and he says, no, that's not, that's the guy. And because it's an old white man that says it, he gives a lot of credibility, so then he gets out.
Well, Brad Pitt actually helps him, though.
Okay, that's it. Wow. Okay, nice, nice. I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a really good recap.
It was deep
me. All
right.
So if you didn't listen to it because you didn't want to get
spoiled. Was it a white person? It was a white person.
Brad Pitt helps
him. Whoa. The 10 seconds are up.
10 seconds are up, idiot.
That's the whole reason we did this.
Idiot.
Jesus.
Stupid. God, have some fucking respect for the spoiler.
Just know that Brad Pitt's in the movie.
Alert.
Forget it.
Oh.
Gosh.
Is Brad Pitt not in the movie?
You know what? If we were trying to punk people, that was a great
I hate when people do that when they're like, oh, fine, I won't. You're like, don't tell me, I'm going to see it tomorrow. I'm like, everybody died at the end. No, that's not what happened. Not everybody died. Like, just shut up. I don't care what it's about. Just shut up.
People have to talk about the movie so bad. Like, just always tell
PJ.
About this one
it's always
scene.
PJ. And like, well, I'll make a joke. Well, there was no gay sex in it. Like, just don't say anything. Just drop the subject.
Movies with Stansberry.
Okay.
All right, here's it.
So now we have to best actor. No, we have best director.
No, we did that already.
Oh, yeah.
Best picture. This is it.
Okay, hold on.
Done.
Hold on. Let me download a drum roll. Okay. Do you guys have Twitter accounts that you want to say or any dates coming up? Because this will be out February 23rd, 24th. To get ready for the March 2nd Oscars.
Well, at
are you sure it's on March 2nd?
I think so.
Yeah. At Schmoes No.
Okay.
At 5150 Ellis. And at Christian Harloff. Those are the three.
Yeah, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Schmoes No. Just go to YouTube, type in Schmoes No. You can subscribe. Never pay to see a bad movie again. Yeah, check out our podcast called Schmoes No Movies on iTunes.
Yeah, we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube by the end of the year, so that would be awesome.
And people here subscribe on YouTube, and they're like, oh, well, that means I have to pay because it's subscribed.
No, it's
totally
free.
You just click the fucking button. Hey, it makes us look
Let me interrupt you right there. What was I looking for again?
Drum roll.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go, all right, sorry, go back in. You're doing great. TV guy, YouTube.
This coming weekend, I'll be at Acme Comedy Theater in Minneapolis,
That's
Minnesota.
The weekend leading up to March 2nd.
Yeah, I was just in Vegas, so if you came to see me in Vegas, thanks for the laughs. It was awesome, man.
Did you get laid?
Yeah. No.
And in L.A., my storyteller show is in L.A. on February 27th. So far, booked Louis Katz, Ralphie May, Marc Maron.
What day of the week is that, Art?
Thursday.
I'll be out of town.
What? Drum roll. Damn it.
If you want to see Ari's storyteller show, but I live in Minneapolis, I'll tell an Ari Shaffir story on stage.
I heard Acme is one of the best things ever.
I'll be at Circus de Olay as well.
Best places ever. Who are you going there with? Just yourself?
Myself and John Caparulo.
Oh, nice. Have you been there before?
No.
I heard it's one of the best clubs
Never
in the
been
country.
To Minneapolis. I'm hoping it's going to be cool.
I work at another club there, so I'm going to have to eventually do a guest spot there. Just Acme, just to
at
try
Acme?
It. Yeah.
I'll drop your name. I'll say I did your podcast.
I did
it was
Acme,
fantastic.
Actually, a long time ago, but it was pretty great.
Really?
Yeah. Long time ago.
Oh, this is a terrible drum roll. No.
That's pretty good. Can you add it in later?
I could, but I like trying to find a drum roll.
Right. We could have spent all this time telling you what happened at the end of 12 Years of Slave. We could have combined the drum roll.
Could have talked about the whole movie by then.
Yeah, we could have.
Acted it out.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be good.
Like
the nominations for best movie.
You should have saved the drummer for the one.
Yeah, I should have. I really should have. As I was doing it, I was like, damn it. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips, best picture. And that's about a guy who gets hijacked by Somali pirates.
Right. Gravity.
I heard there's that scene where, I guess it's a spoiler too. 10 seconds. Stop listening. Starting now. I heard there's a scene where they put a bag over his head. So they say goodbye to your family. He's crying, saying, I'm sorry. I did this all to you. I'm so sorry. And he fucking nailed it.
Tom Hanks should have got nominated.
He should have done.
It was a tough year.
He didn't get nominated for that?
It was a tough year to get nominated for Best Actor.
Don't. All right, faggots. I love South Park. Don't they nominate people a lot of times based on one scene that they really nailed?
This one. And
if they did.
If they were in most of the movie, it's best lead. If they were in a little bit of the movie, best supporting. But if they nail one scene.
I'll tell you what. If he had got nominated, the scene that they show, you know how they always show like one quick clip? the clip that they would have shown been that would have been this really intense scene towards
it's
the end.
Very, yeah, it's the end. But all right, so you got Captain Phillips, you got Gravity, which we've talked about, in space, 12 Years a Slave.
Okay, hold on. I got to internalize these.
Captain Phillips.
Gravity.
Outer 12 Space. Years a Slave.
Who I picture as Tom Hanks again, but it's not. George Clooney.
You're thinking of Apollo 13.
Yeah. 12 Years a Slave. Gotta be. You think Gravity has a chance of winning Best Picture?
Yeah, it has a chance.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think Captain Phillips has a chance?
No.
No chance. No chance for Captain Phillips. Thank you. We nominated you for something.
Yeah.
Appreciate your work.
Yeah.
12 Years a Slave obviously has a chance.
Yes, it does.
Because it means if you watch that, you're no longer responsible for slavery.
It absolves you of
That's
white
how
guilt.
Important it is.
Mm-hmm. Philomena has no chance.
The best was Bill Burr talking about on an old special, talking about the first 3D movie, the first great 3D movie, the 3Ds.
I know exactly
Avatar.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical.
And he talks about you know, they're so mean to the black people / green people or whatever, blue people. And then he goes, Michelle Rodriguez, though, he turned to the right side. And then he goes, that's so we can say we're not to blame, so we can have someone to associate with. Like, we'd be her. We'd be Michelle Rodriguez. We'd help them.
That's the premise. Yeah, he's like, everybody likes to think they'd be that hero. Yeah. No, nobody likes to think they'd just be the guy who's collected a paycheck. He's like, look, they pay me a lot of money to wipe out blue people.
Yeah, or I work in accounting. I'm not going to switch sides. It's a good job. I don't care if I work for Philip Morris. I'm going to keep doing
it's
this.
It's like the minions for the Empire in Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Like, a lot of those guys are just...
Yeah, working. But you know what? They're working for a horrible company. So just like the TSA, fuck them.
Right.
So wait, what was it? Why was I talking about that?
12 Years a Slave.
Oh yeah.
People of white guilt.
So they can have that, and he's that character, that guy you were talking about before. He's that character. They can be like, I'd be him.
This just came out in the trades this week. If you are white and you cast your vote for 12 Years a Slave, you will get into heaven upon your
own.
It just got announced by the Weinstein Company.
Excellent.
Philomena.
Philomena's
no
the,
chance.
No chance at all.
No.
Thanks for playing.
American Hustle has a slight chance, and I thought
it maybe shouldn't have a slight chance, but it's
who
got
directed
a it?
David O. Russell.
David O. Russell.
And what else did he do? Didn't he do Rush?
No. He did
Ron Howard.
He did Silver Linings Playbook, The Fighter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And The Fighter. The Fighter was a little more boring than I wanted it to be.
I Heart the Huckabees.
Oh yeah, that was good. I Heart Huckabees.
Her.
He did that?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Her.
Really? What a campy movie that was.
Dude.
That sounded more like...
Look at the 80s...
D-bag?
80s cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like if Anand Chulani kept writing. Actually, that might be Anand Chulani.
I'm surprised he's not listening to Huey Lewis in the News.
He's listening to something like... Remember that song?
He's about to go on a yacht. He's probably hanging out with Jordan Belfort, the real Wolf of Wall Street. All right, I'm sorry. Continue.
All right, then we have Her.
Her. Okay, people like that movie a lot.
People liked it.
People who would bring themselves to see a movie like that enjoyed it.
It's got a better shot at writing than it does.
Yeah.
When you
go like, what's it about? No way I'm going to like that. Those guys probably shouldn't see that movie.
No, but I'll tell you what.
I think it'll win people over, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great movie, and I think that it's got a much better shot of winning writing than it does Best Picture.
Okay.
Within the first half hour, it'll win doubters over, and then the rest of the movie, they can just enjoy their time in this near future world.
Okay.
Nebraska.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
It's four nominations. Yeah. Four major category nominations they have.
That's not including like editing and that kind of stuff. Who knows?
Nobody cares about that.
I'm just saying, for as far as nominations.
Winner of 37 Academy Award. What? Yeah.
It's not going to win Best Color. It's like,
Shortest Kraft food service line.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They nominated a lot. Yeah, okay, there's one movie that we haven't gone to yet, and that if it's not nominated, I was like, I think it should be, but go ahead.
I don't think it's going to be nominated. Wolf of Wall Street is one that I would like to see win. I just think there's too much controversy around it.
I don't think it's going to win.
Yeah.
And then Dallas Buyers Club is the last one.
And that's the last one.
Yeah.
So you saw a movie this year, and don't tell me yet, because I want to guess.
That I thought was an interesting enough movie that it should have been nominated or should have gone in that discussion.
What do you got?
Well, Blue Jasmine, maybe that too.
Yeah.
At first it was a little boring, but then I was like, the more I left that movie, the more I thought about it.
Yeah. I'm going to go on a list.
I know how everything she shat on for the friend was the stuff that her husband had shown the exact opposite behavior.
Right.
She's like, you're always with losers. I'm like, what are you talking about? Your husband swindled a bunch of people, and you're still talking about him like a positive person.
Yeah. She's a troubled individual.
I'm going to guess Mud is the other one.
No, I haven't seen Mud. What's Mud about?
Great. Matthew McConaughey
again, yeah.
Oh.
It's great. What's the movie you saw? Yeah. That you think should be nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
They don't just hand these out, you got to earn these.
I know.
Frozen was great.
No. What's Frozen?
Frozen is going to win hands down best animated film.
Oh, really?
It's a classic Disney feel.
Oh, it's
like
a good one?
Princess
I liked Up. Really?
Yeah.
No. It is the war movie.
Lone Survivor?
Yes.
Great. Oh, yeah.
I think it's interesting enough take on the whole war, which is a separatist, and also it shows you the bad parts of the war.
Humanity of
the problem.
Why are we even there? They're like, oh, he's killed a bunch of Marines. But what? They only killed him there. If we're not there, they don't kill the Marines.
Yeah. You know why that movie's not getting nominated? It came out. It was just for Academy consideration. It came out in like the last 2 days of December.
Before voting.
Not a big push.
And they didn't see it in the time.
Not a big push for it. And then the wide release was in January. And then, you know, war, and it's a harder push, harder sell.
Yeah. Not enough people. Paid enough attention to it, but it's making money at the box office, which is good.
Yep.
And it was in both of our top fives.
It was my number two. Year. It was my number two.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's top five of the year, should be nominated for some stuff.
Yeah.
Now, directing, I don't know, man. And then it was just good. I thought when I was like, I saw the preview and I was like, is that going to be like rah 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 America? We're never wrong. We're helping save the world. And then Simone was like, dude, no, it's not.
Very
bad.
Human movie and some of the best close quarter combat scenes.
Yeah.
Realism.
Oh my god.
It was like the rocks. Remember that kid when he was running down the rocks, like he was running, and you see how adept he is on this. That scene shows
set up the
that
rest.
This is their home.
Yeah,
turf.
But even the opening, you know, when they show in the credits, they show the actual real Marines training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're getting in your mind, like, oh, you can handle this situation, because otherwise it'd be unbelievable.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, no way can you do that five times? You've been shot in the head. There's no way you're still fighting. But you're like, when you have to sleep all night in the tide, not even under, but like right where the tide keeps hitting you, so to keep raising your head to get above the fucking and sleep there. Oh, all night long in freezing cold water?
Bud's training, I don't think I could last an hour.
Right? Golly.
Okay, but that did not get nominated.
No,
what did get nominated are the movies that here's what I think should win and here's what I think is going to win.
Tell us what you think should win.
I think Gravity.
No. That's less important. Tell us what you think.
Will win?
Will win.
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave, you think? And Ellis?
Gravity.
Gravity.
And I think Gravity should win as well.
Hold on. Okay, so you think Gravity should win as well. Damn it. Diaz, I'm on something.
Are you writing a text? No. Wait, why did you get the drum roll?
Because I'm more important.
And you didn't go fast enough. Harloff, what do you think should win?
I think Wolf of Wall Street should win.
Wow, for Best Picture.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And you think what? Gravity.
Hang on.
Forgot what you said.
I'm going to build up to mine.
Blah, 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 blah,
I think
blah,
there are a lot
blah.
Of good movies this year. And I think that if you can only have one, it's going to be...
You just... Oh, you...
Gravity, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that,
AC/DC? Soundtrack by AC/DC. I think Gravity should and will win Best Picture in 2013 season in 2014.
Gravity.
Hosted by Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Who would you love to see host the Oscars, Ari? Who would be your dream host? But you can't pick yourself, and you can't pick the schmoes. Who would you love to see host the Oscars?
My top
is it Pauly Shore?
It's not Pauly Shore. Who would I love to see host the Oscars?
I really wanted to see Eddie Murphy host last year, but then he dropped out because Brett Ratner's an idiot.
Why did he drop out? Because of Brett Ratner?
Brett Ratner said something on Stern that was stupid, and so then he got
Brett Ratner was directing the Oscars?
Directing, yeah. And so then because he got kicked off directing, Eddie Murphy said, I don't want to do it because Brett's not directing anymore.
Oh, right.
Ellen DeGeneres is the host this year. I think she'll do a fantastic job.
Maybe a legit comedian. Maybe Bill Burr or Louis.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd yeah.
be great.
Who would still have enough to say about popular culture? Probably Bill Burr would probably be a better choice even. Because I have a feeling Louis sees like two movies a year too.
Yeah.
Bill Burr would be a great one.
I don't think Louis C.K. would want to do it.
Probably not, but I bet he might want to. He might be thinking over like, huh, let me think.
Maybe.
It'd be interesting. What if Louis C.K. and Andrew Dice Clay present something together? Can you imagine that comic banter?
Wow.
Like, you know, it's scripted. Like, they just have to read off a teleprompter.
Do they not like each other?
No, they do. No, but no, they're both in Blue Jasmine.
Because you have two great comedians, and they're like, now we have to read this.
Dude, I saw. So Dice came into this Comedy Cellar. I had a spot. And Eleanor told me, they were there in New York doing shows or whatever. And Eleanor was like, Dice doesn't believe that you moved to New York. And I was like, all right. She goes, yeah, he's calling you a liar. And he wants to know when you're on so he can see that you prove to him that you're there. I'm like, well, I'm not there. So he's like, he'll be there, he said. So try faking whatever you have to. So he showed up, but Louis was on, and he sat in the back and watched him for a little bit. And then they talked afterwards. Louis was like, oh, man, I saw you back there. How you doing? They kind of talked. It was kind of cool on the front steps.
That's cool.
You're just watching it all.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about stand-up is you get to see these guys kind of rub shoulders with each other. And it's like you get that behind-the-scenes thing that you never really get. Like, these guys all know each other. It's cool.
And then somebody, after, like, 10, 15 minutes, it was a while, somebody walked by and was like, oh, hey, I'm Louis, I'm a big fan. He's like, all right, guys, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Right.
And he had to get out of there.
Yeah. And we all know them now. How cool is that?
Yeah. Louis remembered me too. He's like, "Hey, all right, how you been?"
He's a solid.
He goes, "I remember that joke you did in Montreal like 5 years ago." He's like, "You had like two dicks you were jerking off in your face." I was like, "Yeah, I remember that joke. Absolutely. Yeah, I did that in my nasty set."
Yeah. You can't have that conversation in any other.
No, yeah. You know, like, he was like, "You're really getting into it. Like, you're really committed." It's like, "Thanks, Louis. I appreciate that."
That's awesome. So we have to, so we'll type up our Oscar picks.
Yeah, I'll put those on the website, arishafir.com. And also, all my tour dates are on the right side there.
Check out our website, too, schmoesno.com.
Schmoesno.com. And you guys have reviews on every new movie all the time.
Yeah, well, not only just reviews, but constant movie news and scoops.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah. But your previews are not like the douchey kind of like, "Oh, he's a wonderful, you know, it's not our society." It's not you're just like, "This was fun," and you're like, "I didn't think it was that fun. I got kind of bored."
When we started this show, it was to represent just regular people
legit views.
About,
that's why I like having other comics, and you're like, "Go watch the movie and then give us your real whatever you think."
Informative, and we aim for humor.
That's right. And you're entertaining people while you're telling the real shit.
Right.
This movie was terrible.
Yeah.
It's honest. Make some jokes.
Honest reviews, and it's more like just talking to about movies the way you do with your friends after you see them.
Okay.
In the theater.
And we can come back anytime. You don't have to just get us during Oscar time.
I'll probably only do that. Until you come out of the closet, Ellis.
We're available.
I have nothing.
If I announce I'm gay, then you'll have us back.
I'll have you back. I don't know if I'll need Harloff for that, unless you come out as gay with him as your lover.
No. Harloff can come back, but he can't, like, make fun of me.
He'll just sit there silently judging you while you do the interview.
I'll always do. I've been doing that for 7 years.
Now, I don't know if this happened last time. Did you guys get paid last time we did this podcast?
No.
Well, I have sponsors now.
Wow.
So there's pay.
I don't want you to have to pay.
I wouldn't worry about it. Not to mention, it's going to be, let's say, $60 a piece.
And you're going to take 40?
Yeah, I'm only going to give you 40. Because you've lost $20.
That's
there.
Right.
There's 40 for you.
Shy LaBeouf enough credibility.
Then, I'll take this for my kids' lunch.
I feel
no, I pay everything. Part of the sponsor money. It comes out of that. So they.
So you're not allowed to use that money for yourself at all?
No, I would if you gave it to me, but it's the same thing as like owing you $20. I would use it if I don't.
Who are the sponsors?
Let's see who will be this week. Maybe HuluPlus.com or Warby Parker or Squarespace. They've all sponsored me in the past. Adult Swim has sponsored me.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Those are like cool things.
LegalZoom.
It's not like something you don't want to talk about. LegalZoom can help people with LLCs and stuff.
I turn them down if I don't want to talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm like, "What is this?" I couldn't imagine telling anyone, even if they were into that sort of thing, to use this.
Sponsored by Summer's Eve.
Like if it was something, like, yeah, exactly. No. But if that was like, if this works, if the girls I know say it works,
if a douche sponsored your podcast, you jump on that douche.
You guys, yeah, true. It's tremendously harmful to your bodies. True. Since the 80s, we've known, and no one's really used
it. You should try it.
But they're paying me, everybody. Yeah. All right, well, thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Do you have anything else to add? When are you having a kid? You already have one? You have one.
Just two. Yeah.
Wow. You going to have another one?
I don't know. If I get sponsors.
Ellis, what's your deal? You're always single, huh?
If he has a kid, or if I come out of the closet, we can come back on the podcast.
Who'd you start dating? Jody Miller?
No, never dated Jody Miller.
Who'd you start dating? Somebody.
I haven't had a real girlfriend in like years.
Why? You just like being single?
I really like being single, but it's also, it's like, you got to meet the right person. Like, I'm not going to get in a relationship just for the sake of having something new.
Have you been on dates with girls and stuff, though?
Yeah.
Like, got to know them a little bit, and they go, like, "I'm not that into it."
Why do they have to? I could be like that.
No, I'm saying that you've gone like, it's been like five or six dates, and I'm just not.
Sometimes I'm not that into them.
It's amazing as you grow up. You don't have to deal with this, but as you grow up, you go out with the girl a few times, and you're like, "I can get laid," but then you're like, "I don't want to get laid. I'm not that interested."
I'm very big on avoiding like pressure too. Like my life is set up to avoid pressure for the most part.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like being by myself a lot of the time.
Yeah, sure.
So
me too. I like alone time.
I can wait for the right girl to come along. I don't have to date the wrong ones to get
like
to the
doing
right
quiet
one.
Things.
I can just date the right one.
When you walk into a loud place. Like the House of Blues, something.
Yeah.
Do you need a moment to like take it all in before you like talk normally to your friends?
No.
Oh.
Not yet. It's getting there, but it's not there yet. I can still pull myself off as normal.
I fall asleep at 9 o'clock now.
So wow, really?
Not nine, but I
that's understandable because people with children are provably less happy.
Scientifically
proven to be less happy than without children.
Once you get
to about
8
sense.
O'clock, that's true. But like, I'll wake up at 6 in the morning, dude, and like I'm fucking dead by the time we get out of a movie and we shoot reviews, I'm toast.
It's like when you invite morning DJs on the road to like come see your show and like, is it at 5 p.m.? Otherwise, I got no chance.
Yeah, there's so much fun, and then you realize, oh, these guys got to go to bed at 6 p.m.
They've been up for 2 hours,
so.
And it's 6.
I'm up at every day. It's like 5:30, 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Why?
My kid wakes up early.
Fuck that kid. Make it on your schedule.
Fuck that kid.
You didn't do shit. All right.
Legs are straight.
Schmoesno.
Thank you.
.com.
Thank you, buddy.
Is that what it is?
Schmoesno? Yeah.
Schmoesno.com, piece of cake.
Is the Schmoes.com? Is
no,
that something else?
Schmoesno.com. You can find everything there, reviews, everything, links to the channel, the podcast. All right, sweet.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are a good source to check out before you see a movie. Like, well, let me see what the Schmoes say about it.
Yeah.
I want that's what I want for reviews. Normal people. Like, all right, what are you... Because, like, Joe Rogan always gives reviews. I don't agree with him on movie taste, and I've realized at the point. If he says he loves something, I'm like, maybe I should avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, we might overlap, but mostly we don't.
He's actually your counter review.
Yeah, or if he says, dude, it was awesome, or if he says it was terrible, I'm like, oh, I'll check that out.
Okay,
Drag Me to Hell, he loved.
Do this. See, I like Drag Me to Hell.
It was like,
see,
it was just like half
gravity.
Comedy, half hard. Couldn't
you
decide.
Get high or don't get high. Do whatever you want with Gravity.
I'll get high.
See,
if a sober person tells me to get high before seeing a movie, I'm definitely going to.
See it in a theater, and then I want you to call me and tell me what you thought of it, because then that'll be a nice gauge. That, okay, Ari and I are kind of on the same page with this. I want to know.
Okay. How long is it? It's 3 hours long?
No, it's like 90 minutes.
Maybe
right?
I'll see it tonight then.
Gravity.
It's
like a quick 90.
I got an audition tomorrow.
It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see it. I'll see it soon.
You should.
Good luck with that audition.
Thanks. All right, bye.
It's a dark and shiny place, but with you, my dear, I'm safe and we're a million miles away.
That's the episode.
Oh, it was so good.
I'm back here in Chicago with, pretend to have listened to it.
I didn't.
So you think you're going to do the Warby Parker thing?
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that.
It's a good deal.
And I'll use your link so I can give you a little bit of money.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know if I get money back, or I think they just they'll continue to sponsor me, I think.
Yeah.
People use it. So warbyparker.com/Ari. I'll get my glasses for there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys next week when I come with the lens in them. Yeah, scratch proof and what's it called? Proof?
They're glare proof.
Glare
That's
proof.
Why I want to get them, because if you do TV
you know, stage,
spots.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got to pop out your lenses before you take headshots and stuff. Just pop them out. Oh, I forgot to say, there's a storytelling show. My next storytelling show is this Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Improv. It's me, Mark Maron, Duncan Trussell, Joe DeRosa, Louis Katz, and Jay Larson. And it's all stories of romance. So come to the Improv on Thursday at 8 o'clock. Tickets on my website. AriTheGreat.com. Just $5. My next This Is Not Happening Storyteller show. Be there. All stories of romance. They had my first commercial. I did a Kia commercial, and they made me shoot it with the glasses and without it because they couldn't decide. The ad agency and the client couldn't decide whether I should have glasses on or not. So it cost them an extra $50,000 so they can make their mind up later because they had to keep shooting both ways.
That is insane.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, do it again. Get the glasses on. Do it again. So they can decide later. I think they use the glasses on.
That's people...
Which they've done in every commercial I've ever been in.
That is insane.
Yeah.
People love wasting money.
People, yeah. It's like, well, let's decide now. How about we'll shoot one shot and then you guys can see.
It was good for you.
Oh,
you
I had so much extra time.
Yeah.
This guy Kessler, his director, he kept me on. He knew how poor I was.
That's
nice. Leading up to that, I had gone 3 years and my income was 11 grand, 9 grand, and... 12 and a half grand, almost 13 grand.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. No unemployment. God. I was living in New York, though. I was living in L.A. It's cheaper. But yeah, fuck. And then eventually, I got that commercial, and he goes, there was so much overtime, and there was travel to Monument Valley in Utah.
Awesome.
They had to do it near the Grand Canyon, but I got so tired from the overtime. They're like, all right, tomorrow we're actually shooting in the Grand Canyon. Do you want to come? But you don't have to shoot. It's the other spot.
Like,
I was like, I'll just sleep in.
That.
I should go to the Grand Canyon. Shroom Fest is August 9th through the 12th. August 9th, 10th, 11th. 9th, 10th, 11th. That's when it is, everybody. Get your Shroom Fest plans in order. Speaking of that, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Figure it out. That's when it falls out this year. That's the most amount of moonlight through the year. Are you going to do mushrooms this year?
No.
Why not?
Because.
People all over the world are participating.
Because I can barely handle marijuana.
This is a completely separate drug. It's not related to that at all. That's like saying, I can't handle Justy's cutting, so I won't date some other girl who's driven in business.
I'm married to her. Well,
whatever. Obviously, you're
going to
break up at some point. Well.
That hurts.
Maybe you'll grow some balls for mushrooms this time.
I think you can actually see my balls.
Oh, Jesus,
through
man. Get some pants.
Yeah, I'm doing that while I'm in Chicago. I'm buying some new jeans.
Yeah.
Did you just see my nuts?
No, almost. Okay. You can see it's all shredded in between there. So that was the episode. Share it with your friends before the Oscars. Watch it. And I have all the stuff that online, all the Schmoes' picks and some videos. That I'll put my video, my Jackass video, and maybe my what's the other one? Clash with Titans video from their website. And that's it. Don't forget to come see me at the San Jose Improv. I have new t-shirts online. There's something else I wanted to say before I go, non-related to this podcast. Oh, my tour shirts came.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
one of your grinders was in the was above the
really?
Fridge in the cabinets.
I got new grinders made. I got even better grinders made. I told the guy from India I couldn't find anyone to make them in America. I literally looked a while. And so I found some guy in India.
Trader.
He made them. We had to figure it out. I have so many prototypes. And they're okay. The first ones they got were bad. And I was like, I can't sell these. So I gave most of them away. And the second ones were okay. But I got some new ones. Because I was like,
I remember
here's the problem.
You had so many of those when we packed up your apartment.
Yeah. Tons. But I was like, well, he's like, what do you need? I'm like, I don't know how to describe what makes a good grinder. But I'm like, the Vapor Brothers grinder. No, the Volcano. The one that comes with that. It's fucking awesome. And he was like, well, I'll just get one and I'll just make the mold based on that. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, do that.
Perfect.
So he did. And they're great now. They grind it so fucking good. So I'll have new ones on tour at some point. And I'm getting ready to record another special or album. We'll see.
Do you Netflix, Comedy Central? You make your mind up yet?
No, they're still talking to Comedy Central. I got to see what their deal is. Otherwise, Netflix. Otherwise, album.
Netflix is
we'll see. I got to figure out what to do with Passive Aggressive with the old special from last year.
Oh, because you got it back from Chill, right?
Got it back from Chill. Yeah, that's why I have all the extra albums.
Netflix.
The records, I mean. Yep, Netflix is on the list.
What? 26 million people will see your face every day in that new release.
Yeah, but not all 26 go to that.
I know, but they'll see your big dumb face and then they'll walk by a club.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, I know that guy's face from Netflix. Let's go in.
It's there on the list. It's 100% on the list. Yeah. It's there in Comedy Central. I'm just figuring it out. I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out soon. Yeah, I got to have people see it. I fucking worked on it. Anyway, that's the episode.
It was a great episode.
I went to my nephew's bar mitzvah last week.
Oh, yeah. We were in D.C. at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, too much family shit. You're on the road, huh, man?
Yeah, I'm out a lot.
The what's it called bus? What's that bus called?
Megabus.
Megabus. And what is that, $10?
Depends. If you plan it right, you can get a ticket for $1. But if you don't plan it right, you know, D.C., I got screwed because of the snow.
D.C. to New York, how much?
D.C., my mega bus got canceled because of snow. It was $12.
Oh.
Then
you still got to pay the $12?
No, they give you the money back. Good. Then Greyhound got canceled because I jumped over to a Greyhound. I went, bumped it back to a 1 a.m. Greyhound. That got canceled. Then I had to take an Amtrak. The second I get off the Amtrak, I sit down, order a cup of coffee. Allison from the Improv calls me. It's like, hey.
Show's canceled.
Show's canceled.
Oh.
But they did the right thing. They paid me and
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So they were.
Yeah, they're supposed to pay you anyway.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, not your fault. Especially the features and the MCs.
Yeah.
They're barely getting by.
Yeah. So they, that club's A-OK on my list.
DC Improv's on my top five list.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good people.
If I do a CD, I might do it there.
It's a great room for a CD.
Yeah. Yeah, I might do it there. They're Portland.
The Helium?
Yeah, if I do a special, I might do it at Helium.
Yeah.
It's big enough where they could put cameras in, I think.
Philly's amazing.
It's small. How are you going to get the cameras in there?
There's those whole back rows. There's that second lifted section.
Yeah, but there's seats there. Once you lose a bunch of seats, then you lose the fucking soul of the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway, go to AriTheGreat.com for all the details of this episode. I always put the music on there. All the music. Which music should I use
For the Oscars? You should.
Or the gay Super Bowl.
You should do the Jurassic. It should be us. The music slowly fading us out, like they do at the Oscars. How it just kind of cuts people off.
That'll be
with
that.
The Jurassic Park. No, 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 no.
Is that how they play people off with that one?
They just not that one, but they just always pick really cheesy classical music to be like, all right, idiot, it's over.
Oh yeah. Should I do that for right now, or should I do that to play into the? I'll do that to play into the podcast after our intro.
I'll let you figure it out.
Okay, I'll do that. Maybe I can get the Oscars playoff music. Yeah. All right, that'll be good.
Are you going to open with "Are you ready for some football"?
Why?
Because you said it's like the Oscars, the gay Oscars.
Oh yeah,
gay Super Bowl.
Okay. Gay Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. All right, that'll be on the list.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, JF. Let's have fun at the show tonight.
Yeah.
I still got to hide this edible. I forgot to do it last night. I got to fucking tape it under a table. Chocolate.
Oh, in the room?
Yeah, a chocolate pot bar.
Okay, yeah. Let's go do it.
Oh, here it is. I got it in my pocket. So this hunt for the edible will be sponsored by Daba Premium Medicinal Chocolate. I don't even know where I got this.
That looks like dentine gum.
Oh, yeah? Does it? Yeah, it does, really. Man, 100 milligrams. Oh, you can chop it up. 60 and 40. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Check out Schmozno for all your movie information. It's actually a really entertaining way to get movie reviews. And they're normal dudes. They're not like fucking 70-year-olds. Like, do I relate to them at all? They actually have normal people doing reviews. They're just comics. They'll tell you the real shit and then make it entertaining. They're not just going to talk about that movie. They'll talk about, you know, they'll make fun of each other and stuff. Fun comedy stuff. We're pretty positive Mark Ellis is gay. But only for Steve Renazzisi and John Caparulo. Everywhere else, he's a heterosexual. All right, that's the episode.
It was a great episode.
Thanks. Episode 155, the 2014 Gay Super Bowl / the Oscars with Schmozno.